It's time for Benedict and Raven football. Heard on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. And streaming at KAIRFM.com. Benedict and Raven football games are brought to you by Hamada Wealth Management. Contact Ken Hamada at 913-379-8690. Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals. Make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives. And finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Ashes in Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services. Thanks for listening to Benedict and Raven Football on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Brought to you by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. Stay tuned. The Amberwell pregame and Bank of Atchison coaches show featuring Benedict and head coach Joel Osborne begins right after these messages.
Union State Bank of Atchison is here to help you build your business. Like you, they are thankful to be part of the local community, and USB is fully vested in that community, focused on helping families and businesses succeed. For their fellow local businesses, they offer a variety of commercial account options to fit your needs, from business interest checking to money markets and business savings accounts. They have the convenient options to help your business thrive. Stop into one of their 8 convenient locations to talk with their team. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender. Member FDIC.
We've got head coach Joel Osborne with us. Coach, first of all, congratulations. What a great homecoming win your team had last Saturday.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Tom. It was a great turnout, fantastic crowd. You know, we get great support here, and that's something we'll never take for granted. And kids came out and played well. You know, it was great to see us really shut them down defensively and then, you know, get a defensive touchdown. We talked about that all week, getting a score on defense or special teams. That was a big deal, so I'm really proud of how our kids came out and played.
Love the balance that your offense is showing me. I've got, 26 rushing, 27 passing. I mean, that is about as 50-50 as you can get it.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And we try to do that. You know, we want to be a little bit more explosive if we can. But, you know, during the game, you could see they were adjusting and not going to let Gathright get over the top once he hit that first big touchdown, and especially coming off his game for Central Methodist. So, you know, we adjusted a little bit and kept running the ball. I knew they were big up front, you know, and that was a little tough for us. And we made some adjustments at halftime with credit to Coach Pops. And first play of the second half, Dalt Witherspoon hit it for a big gain. So that was a big deal. And then, you know, we were efficient second half offensively. We had 2 drives scored on both of them. And defense, you know, was on the field the rest of the time. It was a kind of a crazy game, you know, if you think about it in the second half. But, you know, we kept him out of the end zone, and that was a big deal.
You talk about the running game that you put together. I mean, I find it just like, for me, I just love it. You've got the most rushing yards any team in this conference.
I didn't know that, Tom.
It's true. It's absolutely right.
Yeah, I think the big thing is a testament to what we're doing up front. You know, we're playing a 2 deep of guys on the O-line, so you know, we feel like we have 10 guys that are capable of starting. And, you know, we got tight ends are buying in. Our receivers on the perimeter do a fantastic job blocking on the perimeter in the run game. And a lot of those big runs we're having are, you know, getting sprung by those blocks downfield by our receivers. And then, you know, I feel like we have really talented running backs. And Witherspoon and Sean Ward, they just keep getting better and better. And, you know, they're a good 1-2 punch.
Coach, we talked about it during the broadcast last week, and I'd like to talk to you a little bit about the evolution and the growth that Jackson Dooley has shown me at quarterback. He is a quarterback today much better than he was a month ago. I mean, this young man's gotten way improved.
He has. You know, over the bye week after the William Penn game, I'll give him a lot of credit. And really, the kids in the room, we went back to the basics and fundamentals and We got out to practice earlier than anybody, you know, and we've done that for the last couple weeks and really getting back to the fundamentals and just working on throwing on time and the mechanics of the position to be successful, you know, and then putting the game plan around him that's going to help him. That's one of the things that we've done as coaches is adjusted to his skill set instead of trying to fit him into, you know, what Garrett Kettle did, if that makes sense to you, Tom. So, I would term him as a gym rat. He's a coach's kid. He's always in my office watching film. He's always doing extra things. So, he's a student of the game. You know, on Mondays, he knows the defense, you know, and that's a credit to him with his film study. So, I feel very comfortable in Jackson and his abilities. And he's hopefully just continues to elevate his play.
I like his decision making. We see him early on, maybe he was going to try to force one in. Now he realizes that play's not there, he'll get rid of the ball. And we saw him do something that we haven't seen a lot. He decided there was nowhere to throw it. He ran the ball, and he picked up a crucial, crucial first down for you in that game.
Yeah, there's no doubt, yeah. And, like I said, that second half, I felt like some of those, that second drive we had is a little untraditional. On that drive, I could point out to like three different pass plays where he either hit his third read in the progression or he scrambled for the first down. So, yeah, definitely a credit to him because they were trying to take away what we wanted to do, and we were still able to score on the drive.
Talk about your receivers. You mentioned they were trying to kind of corral the gap drive, but it was good to see Jayshon get out there in some limited PT.
Yeah, so what we did with Jayshon, he's coming off an ankle injury. He's supposed to be out 4 weeks, but he was only out two. Because of what we did, now he's ready to go full speed ahead versus Baker. And I think that's going to make our offense even more explosive because anytime he's involved in the game plan, if he gets his hands on it, he can go. So, you know, and we'll get him back going on returns as well. So that's going to help us all around. It'll relieve some pressure off of Gathright for sure and give the defense something else to think about.
Well, I know you absolutely never do. The fans have got to be very aware that this is not a team today with Baker that you could overlook because they're 6-1 and they're playing really well.
Yeah, there's no doubt. The quarterback's getting a lot of confidence. Truman Julesgaard his father played high school basketball for my dad, and I'm named after his father. That's a true story, Tom.
That's awesome.
And but Truman was Jackson's high school backup at quarterback. And Truman started at safety there for Lawrence High for Steve Rampe. So it's pretty interesting. Coach Rampe's got two quarterbacks playing this game. And, he's getting a lot more confidence. They have a really good tight end. That's their biggest receiving threat in the passing game. And then their running back can take it to the house if you give him a crease. So, you know, I think they've done a nice job of complementing themselves. They don't turn the ball over a lot on offense. But defensively, I think, is their biggest strength of their team. Coach Pauly's the D coordinator. I got a lot of respect for him. He was on staff the last couple of years there and gone against him twice now, and it's very difficult to score points. And, you know, those guys are doing a fantastic job. We need to try to wear them down. They don't play anybody besides their starters at linebacker and in the secondary. So don't have a lot of depth. They're quick. They are fast, very sound in what they do. And we're going to have to, throw on time and throw into those windows that are there. And when you watch film, it's just a matter of can you do it.
And let's talk about their defense a little bit. First of all, you talked about defense is extremely good, maybe the strength of the team. They lead the nation's 17 interceptions, got five last week.
Yeah, and it was a big deal because Missouri Baptist was only down 10 in the fourth quarter. And all of a sudden, Baker's offense gets the ball at the 15-yard line off an interception and gets the ball at the 10-yard line off an interception. I mean, that's hard to defend if you're giving them the ball there. So, it's definitely the strength. I think they've created 21 turnovers on defense. They have four defensive touchdowns. You know, they're holding people under 100 yards rushing game and like 16 points a game. So, and right under 300 yards total offense per game. So, you know, we're going to have our hands full offensively, but we're excited for the challenge.
I think today, you talk about defense. I love some good defense, and I think there's a matchup today of probably the two, certainly the top two and maybe the only two candidates for the Defensive Player of the Year in this conference with Jagger Blubahn, Cannon Kern.
Yeah, both are really good players. I'm glad we have Jagger. He's a difference maker, you know, and I think, you know, you're starting to see him get a lot more comfortable on our defense. He made a heck of a play last week against Missouri Valley. Kevin Harris, it kind of goes unnoticed, but he's the one that got the pressure on the quarterback, and the quarterback jumped to throw it. You never want to jump to throw the ball. And Kevin took him out, and Jagger was able to intercept the ball in that play and then take it back for a touchdown. He looked like a running back when he had the ball in his hands, so kind of makes me think about things. But no, I'm glad we have Jagger. He's done a great job. He's been a really good leader. You know, he talked to our team on Sunday about being appreciative for everything we have, because he said, guys, I haven't been in a program like this before. You got to appreciate what we have going on here.
And so what's it take? Last question. What's it take to come away with a dub here today on the road?
We got to be the most physical team. I think that's what it takes.
Coach, we appreciate it, man. Good luck out here this afternoon.
Thanks, Tom.
You've been listening to the Bank of Atchison Coaches Show on your home for Benedict and Raven football, Care Radio 93.7. The Amberwell pregame continues with the Dairy Queen Grill and Chill keys to the game right after this.
DQ presents the sound of falling hard.
Whoa!
No, not that fall. Everyone's favorite season fall. It's the sound of falling with the new DQ Fall Blizzard menu. A bonfire with a pumpkin pie blizzard. A brisk stroll with a snickerdoodle cookie dough blizzard. A folk concert with a Reese's peanut butter cup pie blizzard. Fall hard with all 7 flavors on the new DQ Fall Blizzard menu. DQ. Happy tastes good.
As we get set for Raven football this afternoon, it's now time for your Dairy Queen Grill and Chill keys to the game. First of all, looking at the offensive side, take care of the football. This Baker team had 5 turnovers last week against Missouri Baptist. They are a secondary that's very opportunistic, so maybe running the ball could be a big thing this afternoon. But again, take care of the football against this Baker team. Flip it to the offensive side. It's going to be a little cold. It's going to be a little wet. You got to keep running the football as well as you have, but be ready to capitalize on a big strike. Baker goes ahead and packs the box, throw one deep, take advantage of your speed over the top. You do those things this afternoon, you're going to come away with a big win. Those are your Dairy Queen Grill and Chill keys to the game. Kickoff coming up here next.
Thanks for listening to the Dairy Queen Grill and Chill keys to the game, part of our Amberwell pregame show. We'll go live to Tom and Gus Counts at the stadium for play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis of Benedictine football right after these messages. At Amberwell, they prioritize your health, your time, and your care. Life's unexpected twists can't be put on hold. That's why they have a team of compassionate primary care providers ready to serve you with same-day or next-day appointments. Whether it's a sudden illness, a minor injury, or a regular checkup, Amberwell is there for you. With convenient locations in Atchison, Hiawatha, Highland, Horton, Lansing, and Troy, they're dedicated to keeping you healthy and happy. Don't delay your well-being any longer. Call 913-358-0828 or visit their website at amberwellhealth.org to schedule your same day or next day primary care appointment. Amberwell is committed to your health, your time, and your care.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Locally owned and operated, Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
You should never judge a book by its cover, but when that book is a new Taco John's Cheddar Crunch Taco, we say, judge the shell out of it. With a crunchy flatbread taco shell coated in aged cheddar, crispy shredded potatoes, and our signature potato ole seasoning, it's the outside that matters. But with seasoned beef and crispy potato ole, or grilled chicken, bacon, and ranch, the inside is pretty amazing too. Shell yeah. New Cheddar Crunch Tacos, for a limited time at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download our app, earn free food.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
It's time for Benedictine Raven football. 4 quarters of hard-hitting, action-packed, high-flying intensity. Our coverage of Raven football is brought to you by our proud Raven sports boosters.
Hey, with that, we welcome you to Liston Stadium here in Baldwin City, Kansas, where we're getting set for college football this afternoon. It's the Heart of America Athletic Conference, and the Benedictine Ravens hosted by the Baker Wildcats. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph, our producer and engineer in the Care Radio Sports Studio. Got Counts to my left, Tom Counts with you. And tell you what, I think that the first thing we've got to talk about is the thing that everybody in the stadium is talking about, Gus. It is not the game, okay? It's the weather for this game. It is 37 degrees here as we're a couple of minutes away from kickoff time. North wind, 10 miles an hour. It's raining. I mean, and we're not talking sprinkling. It's raining. And the good news is we get to enjoy it here in the wide open spaces out of doors today.
We got a tent this year.
We did. Okay,
that's a plus.
We can appreciate that.
Yeah, it's a cold game here. You match up two teams coming into this ball game, both with their eyes set on winning the Heart of America Athletic Conference South Division. The North is going to be wrapped up with Grandview, but the winner of this game has a lot to say about getting the Heart of America second team into the postseason. You talk about Benedictine coming off a big homecoming win last weekend as they were just reading that. Okay, last week they won 31-7 over Missouri Valley. Last week, Baker made the trip over to St. Louis. We'll be there next week, but Baker comes away with a 41-17 win over Missouri Baptist. That was a ball game where they punted the ball only five times, and they also had five interceptions, which pushed them to the leading intercepting team in the country at 17 interceptions this season.
So for Baker, we talked about it with Coach Osborne just moments ago in that pregame interview. For Baker, here's the thing. They really rely on their defense. The opportunistic scoring and putting the offense in and short kind of a field point play situation. So that is going to be important for them. For the decline, and Benedictine is going to be kicking away. They won, elected to defer to the second half. And they're going to be putting a toe to the football to begin things here this afternoon. Jaleel Lafitte and Gabe Martin, the return men for Baker, standing back at the goal line as Colin Bruner gets set to put a toe to it. Ravens are going to be going from right to left to crash it out in this opening quarter. And the rain is picked up in intensity. It is blowing just up the road at the University of Kansas and Lawrence, probably 20, 25 miles north of us. They're in a weather delay at homecoming up there.
Well, we saw the F-35, so that was cool.
That was the first highlight of the day, the twin F-35s with the flyover. They gave us a flyover.
They did.
Had a little send-off. Here we go. Officials are making sure that everybody is set, and the crowd, small in number, great in enthusiasm. How about that? Brenner, make sure his team is set. Five on either side of him. There's the kick. In over end. And it's going to be Lafitte taking it at the five-yard line. Cuts back to the middle of the field. Hit and is buried. Ball ball loose. It's on the ground. Who has gotten it? The Ravens have it at the Baker 10-yard line.
What a shot.
What a job by that Raven kick coverage unit to get down the field, score that ball loose, and give the cover up to Cole Johnson.
Cole is going to be a guy who's going to live in the Baker backfield this afternoon. Well, he's going to start by saying, hey, offense, why don't you just take this thing? And I won't give it to you first and goal, but I'll give it to you first and 10. Ravens with the ball out to the 12-yard line.
Here comes the Benedictine offense. And you know they were still on the sideline talking it over, getting ready to go, thinking the defense was going to be out of the field first. What a tremendous job by the kick coverage unit for BC and this senior day crowd here at Baker. Stunned right out of the gate. We're 8 seconds in.
Yeah, not exactly what Coach Regalado had, and not exactly what Baker's defensive coordinator, Tucker Pauley, had in mind was putting his team back up this deep. It'll be first and 10 for the Ravens at the 12-yard line.
Here comes Benedictine in the backfield with quarterback Jackson Dooley. Dalton Witherspoon. Motion to the left side. That's going to be TZ. He'll set up as a wing to the left. The handoff is going to go to Witherspoon. He'll bounce to the left, get to the 10, get to the 5, get to the 4, to the 3, to the 2, to the 1. Is he into the end zone? He's down at the 1-yard line.
What a job right there by the Ravens. Just running off the left side, leading the way. Henry Lee, the big junior out of St. Thomas Aquinas.
we've seen some potential recruits for Baker here today, and there was one of them from STA. Now Benedictine's going to bring in another tight end. First and goal at the one, Zach Mendiata and Tanner Zimmerman are in. Single man to the backfield as Julie is now up under center. Witherspoon, the running back, he will get the handoff. He will be hit, leans, twists, turns, lunges, and it's going to be second down.
That time he spun inside, couldn't get it over the end zone. They're going to say, coming up with the tackle, that's going to be Perry LeConte's own Thad Metcalf. Ravens are going to have it second and goal at the one.
Benedictine, they are big and they are strong up front. And the Ravens have got Edward Swizlowski in there, redshirt freshman, 6'5", 350, selling in at the right tackle.
Ravens also going to bring in for this call Court Madsen, tuck him into the left side.
Court out of Washburn Road. It's a Pika guy. It is second and goal at the one. The handoff again, Witherspoon. He will go into the end zone. No. They're going to say down inches away, it is third and goal.
That time, Baker doing a great job slicing through there. Lee Marshall, the big sophomore out of Shawnee Mission East. Now the Ravens are going to take out of the ballgame that tight end Zachary Mendieta, and they're going to bring Jay Sean in for this third and goal from the one.
And quickly, a defensive cornerback realizes, wait a minute, Jay Sean's in there, and Darius Johnson's going to race out there to cover him up one-on-one. BC will go from the pistol. It is third and goal a yard away. QB is going to keep it. Dooley will be hit. He'll lean in, and I don't think he got there again. It is going to bring up a fourth down and goal inches away. Jackson Dooley not able to get in as he hunkered down behind Henry Lee.
Yeah, the Ravens aren't even going to think about this. They're going to leave the offense out on the field. They're going to bring Mendieta in. They're also going to bring Court Madsen back in. Isn't this the time you just go under center and let your quarterback push it forward?
Is this the old push, the old push Eagles?
Right? Now, the Ravens going to burn their first time out of the ballgame.
Let's do it. Just have a quick break. Coming at 12.5 to go in the opening quarter in Baldwin. We are scoreless.
Hi, I'm Laura Weiser from Exchange Bank. In today's world of technology, online banks are popping up everywhere, promising better, more convenient banking. But there's still no better way to bank than with people you know and trust. Exchange Bank provides internet and mobile banking, but we're also here offering personal, face-to-face service you just don't get with online banks. Come see us. We're here for you.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Back with you here in Baldwin City, where Benedictine utilizing his first time out of the first half. And we're not 2.5 minutes into the game. They are fourth and goal from inches away, because we're at the 45-yard line. And it looks like the nose of the ball is across the goal line from here. That is how close it is. Line judge on either side, peering into the middle as Benedictine comes out over the football. Center rush, Rashad Beckham leads him up there. Dooley gets up under center. Fourth down. He'll send a man motion to the left side. Quarterback gets it. Look at him. Push him in. Tanner Zimmerman shoves Dooley into the end zone. Touchdown, Ravens.
We were just talking about that seconds ago. Like, go to the tush push, right? In that time, they motion Tanner Zimmerman. Comes into that little slide, shuffle behind the quarterback, snaps the ball. Two hands, pushes the quarterback into the end zone. Jackson Dooley with the first touchdown in the afternoon. And the Ravens going to send out their extra point unit, and it will be Harry Balke.
Balke, their right foot, soccer-style kicker, and Jackson Dooley is a holder for Benedictine. Again, the rain coming down hard. Not torrents, but hard. The kick is away. It is good. And we're taking a timeout. We got a break in the action with 12:29 to go in the opening quarter as the Ravens have broken out on top. Benedictine 7, Baker nothing.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacements, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Smithville and 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
Welcome back. Liston Stadium is where the excitement is right now, and the Benedictine fans elated in the early part of the ballgame as they kicked off to start the game. The Baker return man fumbles it, and BC takes it in four plays later. 7-0 Ravens. Again, Jaleel Lafitte, the guy who fumbled it last time, and Gabe Martin back at the goal line. Lafitte is going to go again, and he's going to field it at the 3. Cuts back to the middle of the field again. He feels like he's got something to prove. He's hit and driven to the ground at the 14. The ball pops loose. It's on the ground. Who's got it? BC says they do. And it's Raven football! Benedictson has kicked off twice. Jaleel Lafitte has returned it twice. Lafitte has fumbled it twice, and the Ravens have taken it away twice.
I would kick it to Lafitte every time this afternoon after back-to-back fumbles. Ravens, not quite as good starting field position the last time they were on the 12. This time the ball comes out on the 15. It'll be 1st and 10, Ravens.
Here comes the Benedictine offense, and we're going to see Jay Sean Todd go very, very wide to the right side. We're going to see wide to the left side, Jacob Gathright, and Sean Wara is your running back in the backfield. Wara is a redshirt freshman out of Frisco, Texas. Over to the left side is going to be Tanner Zimmerman. Quarterback is back, looking to throw. Looking. Now throws it over out of the backfield. Wara's got it. Goes down the left side. Hit and drug down around the 10-yard line.
Nice little swing pass out of the backfield, looking down the field quickly. Didn't have the first read down there, so checked it down. They were looking originally for Jacob Gathright on a little bit of maybe a back corner fade. Didn't like it, and so they checked down. The other problem you're going to have is throwing against Jaleel Lafitte. But again, I would maybe go after him, wondering where his head is right now after 2 fumbles.
It will bring up a 2nd down and about 6 for Benedictine, just outside the 10-yard line. Quarterback's back. He's going to give up. Here's Wara. Tries the right side. Going to be hit. Spun around. Takes it inside the 10. Down to the 9. Ravens with the football. 2nd down. And at the 9-yard line, it'll bring up a 2nd down at 3 or 4. Or 3rd down. Excuse me. 3rd down.
So with this 3rd and 4 call, the Ravens are going to take a little more time looking over here. Now into the ballgame, we're going to see Cameron Dover going to be a late addition. Ravens look a little confused right now, trying to get set up. Still lots of time on the play clock at 15. They're going to take Cameron Dover, tuck him tight to the right.
Remember, Benedictine has already used 1 timeout in that first possession. Now they're going to run 3 guys motion to the left side. Get them set. 5 receivers to the left. QB's back, flares it over, taken off the shoe tops, and Jason has got nowhere to go. That play just fell apart, Gus. It just never, ever started well.
For that play to work, you're going to have to get the ball out quickly. I really think what happened was Julie never got a great grip on the football, had to get it out there. Your receiver had to go down and try to catch it at the shoe tops. Shane Squarlo makes the stop on the play. The Ravens are now looking to kick a field goal. You're going to see Harry Balke in here last week, 1-1 on a 21-yard field goal.
Well, this is going to be 28 here today. The placement is down. Balke's kick plenty high, plenty long. And wait a minute, we've got Marcus. They ran into Balke. Jaleel Lafitte.
He dove at the foot of the kicker and knocked Balke over. Benedictine. Depending if that's going to be the personal foul, or it's just a 5-yard variety, so he might just keep the point.
Officials walking over and talking to Raven head coach Joel Osborne on the near side. And now, here's the question. It is not a 1st down because Coach Osborne is trying to decide whether to accept the penalty and go for it on 4th down. It would be 4th down and 1 inside the 5, or whether to just take the 3 points. Isn't there no adage to not take points off the board?
Yes, they're going to decline it. Field goal's good.
There you have it. Count for 3 for Benedictine, and the Ravens stretch their lead. We're going to hang on to it here, Joseph. I got a feeling we're going to have plenty of timeouts in this one here this afternoon. The rain continues to pour down here in Baldwin City, Kansas, but we're glad to have you along with us week 9 of the 2023 football season. And a game that these two teams believe could be for the championship of the conference. The people in Olathe, they would like to think that they are still going to have a bit to play in that, as I think both of these teams still have Mid-America on the schedule coming up.
Yeah, the Ravens are going to finish the regular season with Mid-America. So here in 2 weeks, we'll be in Atchison for Senior Day.
We've got everything kind of covered up as best we can, towels and blankets thrown on as much of the gear as we can get. And now Lafitte is no longer a kick returner for Baker University.
So they're going to send back there Gabe Martin and Kawan Brooks.
Brooks, a wide receiver, he's going to settle in around the 2. Over to the far side, they're going to have the other return man, Gabe Martin, back at the goal line. And for the 3rd time today, here's a kickoff for BC. It's booted away, and they're going to fight over it, take it at the 10-yard line. bring it in the middle, and again, what a kick coverage job by BC at the 20-yard line to tackle.
But for Baker, they're just thrilled that they held on to the ball that time down there in kick coverage. You had Jonah Roberts along with Blake Dapkus for Baker. It'll be their first possession of the game.
The Ravens special teams have come up huge in the early portion of the ball game, and for the first time this afternoon, we're going to see the Baker offense and their quarterback, Truman Julesgaard. Truman Julesgaard was a high school quarterback backup for Benedictine starting quarterback Jackson Dooley. Just up the road here at Lawrence High. First and 10 Wildcats at their own 20-yard line. They're going to have a little wraparound handoff, trying to bounce to the outside with some room, getting to the edge and bumped out of bounds into the Ravens sideline. And it is going to be pretty close to the first down marker.
That time, Jacker Blueball comes over, makes the stop for the Ravens. The official's going to eye it up and say first down Baker quickly. The Wildcats up over the football. They've got some plays to make up for.
Rashawn Graves is their running back. He had the last carry. He's going to have this one. Goes into the middle. Bear hug. Spun down by Jared Heron.
That time, Jared Heron doing a great job from his defensive end position. Goes ahead and crashes down. Makes the stop on the play. It will bring up now a second and let's call it nine.
Quickly, over to the far side is going to be wide receiver DeAndre Pruitt Jr., the 5'9 freshman from Kansas City Center High School. Quarterback is all alone in the backfield on this second down nine call. Drops straight back to throw, looks right, throws right. It's in and out of the hands of his intended receiver over here, Gavin Greenwood. He is the leading receiver on the team. He was running a slant across the middle of the field, and Victor Terry, that guy can hit, and he hit him right there.
Yeah, nice job right there by Victor. Now we're going to see the Ravens go down a little bit of a speed package. They're going to take Heath Baker, shift him inside. Your two defensive ends are going to be Heron and Johnson. They're coming after the quarterback on this third down.
Third down and nine. Baker, QB's back, looking. He's hit. He drops the ball. It's on the ground. Now he's going to pick it up, run to the right side, be shoved out of bounds short of the first down. And Baker with his third fumble of the game, but that time they recovered his Javi Bloomquist. We'll get credit for the stop. And Baker will be looking at fourth down.
Yeah, that time the quarterback avoided disaster by a third turnover. Instead, he's able to pick up a few yards, but they're still looking at a fourth and four. And for the first time this afternoon, we're going to see Canyon Sanders into punt. For the Ravens, good to see Jay Sean back there.
Absolutely is. We haven't seen him returning a punt, and this will be 3 weeks, and he's going to be at his own 20-yard line to field this kick from Sanders. Sanders out of Bowling Green, Kentucky. Ravens thinking they may be coming after him. Very long count. And there's your snap. It's perfect. The boot is away. In over in and away from Jay Sean. Bounces at the 30. Takes a sideways bounce to get it down at the 31-yard line.
Look at Javi come over here. He's holding his fingers really close together. He said, I was right there. And
nearly
he was.
Nearly got that one.
So for Baker, their first offensive possession in the afternoon is going to end in a punt. And for Benedictine, their worst starting field position of the game, they're going to have this thing back in their own 31.
It is a 10-0 Raven lead over Baker with 8:42 to go in the opening quarter here in Baldwin City this afternoon. Quarterback Jackson Dooley with a single running back behind him, and that is going to be Sean. Warr will take the handoff, tries the left side. He's kind of slow walked up there against the defense, closed in on him, and he got nothing out of it. It's Cannon Karn, leading tackler for Baker, makes a stop, and you're going to see him a lot, talk about him a lot all day. You talk about him a lot when you follow Baker all season long. He's a good one.
Yeah, Baker really is going to rely on their linebackers to make a bulk of the tackle. You talk about Cannon Karn, who's their leading tackler. Well, then your second leading tackler is Zach Kramer out of Nemaha Central. So they rely on their line to eat them up and their backers to make those tackles.
Jackson Dooley back to throw this time. Looking right, nothing. Looking left. Got a man. Jay Sean has to make a diving grab. Picking up about 6 or 7 yards again. Not a well-thrown ball. Matt Metcalf is right there. And is everybody on Baker's team for the Big 7?
Yeah, probably. If they're any good, they are.
It would bring up third and three.
Yeah, so Baker defense is looking for a big stop right here. The Ravens need 3 yards to keep this drive alive.
Ready back on the right side of Jackson Dooley. That's going to be Dalton Witherspoon. Dooley takes his time, throws a pass, and it's in and out of the hands of Tanner. Zimmerman unable to get a handle on that thing, and Benedictine is going to be forced to punt the football away for the first time this afternoon. 7.5 to go. We're at the midpoint of the opening quarter. single man going back deep, and let's see who Baker's going to send back here. Is that going to be Jahlil back? No, they're going to give him another shot at this.
Jahlil Lafitte, a 3.4-yard average on punt returns. He'll be back there as Cullen Bruner has to kick. He averages about 40 yards of boot.
Cullen standing at his own 25-yard line. Lafitte for Baker standing at his own 20. The snap back very high. He goes up and gets it, and the kick is blocked. It's on the ground, and the Ravens are going to pick it up. Look at Cullen running, and he's going to be swarmed up the sideline. Cullen Bruner, does he get it? It's a first down, Benedictson. The punt was blocked into the ground. Bruner scooped, ran upfield. He picked up a Raven first and 10.
When was the last time you saw a game like this, right? Two kickoffs, the opening one and the ensuing one, were fumbled. The other team recovered. A blocked punt turns into a first down because the punter shows off some wheels. Cullen Bruner doing a great job there after getting the punt blocked. Got Cullen picked up the first down. Here comes Raven offense.
You see that car pulling out of the parking lot, Gus? That's the Baker special teams coach. He's headed home. BC looks downfield on the first and 10, trying to get it into the hands of Gathright, but it's going to be just out of his reach and incomplete. BC looking to throw the ball, but with the rain coming down and the 35-degree temperatures, it's not easy.
Yeah, and that pass was open, a little bit of a slant. That time your receiver got inside of the defender, Jahlil Lafitte. But, again, with this rain coming down, I don't think that Jackson's getting a very good grip on that football. He is out there, no glove, just bare hands right now.
Second down, 10, Benedictine. At midfield, Ravens are going to switch around and bring a tight end over to the left side to Balky in the game at the tight end. Here's a handoff, and here goes the Raven running back. Up the left side is Dalton Witherspoon inside the 45-yard line. Dalton picking up about 7 or 8 on a second down run.
Dalton Witherspoon's a guy who could eat today, right? I mean, the conditions are looking like they're going to be perfect for a running back. And I'm telling you, out there on his handful of runs so far, Dalton has looked to be hard to stop right now. It's going to be third and they're calling four. Let's call 3rd and 3 right now for the Raven offense.
You've got Joseph Longafuliana. You've got Jacob Gathright and Jayshon Todd. All wide to the left side. Benedict with no one on the wide side of the field. Now they'll go motion right. QB's back. Looking for his man out of the backfield. Steps up in a pocket. Looking. Now he's going to throw short. It's caught on the near sideline. Jayshon dances up the side. Around the Witherspoon. Dances up the stripes on the side. Another Benedictine first down.
Another play where Baker looked like they were going to be able to stop Benedictine. That time, Jackson Dooley. We talked about how well Jackson's maturing and starting to figure some things out. That time, he stepped up into the pocket, read his progression, found his outlet out of the backfield, picks up the first down. First and 10, Ravens. 6:05 left here in the first quarter. Ravens already up 10 and moving the ball.
Here comes the BC offense wide to the right side. Cameron Dover also in the running about, or rather in the receiving corps now, is going to be LeBron Jackson. He's going to be also to the right. Ravens are going to go trips right. And now, but Zimmerman over also on the right side, overloading the wide side. The flare pass, very low, taken to the knees, taken by Gathright, and he's going to only pick up about 2, maybe 3 yards as Shane Scowarlo with the stop on the play. And Gus Jackson's passes have been, that time and most of the time, been very low, very short.
A little more shot footy, right? I mean, just trying to get the ball out there. And that time, you know, Jacob had to go down, catch it as the shoe tops in, kind of recollect himself and get downfield. A short gain. It's going to bring up now a 2nd and 8 for this Raven offense. But, again, keeping Baker off the field.
Matthew Sanford checks in for Benedictine. Ravens looking down at a 2nd down, 8. They're inside the 35-yard line. The handoff's going to go to Jayshon. He's going to be hit in the backfield as he was trying a little jet sweep to the right side. And again, it's Shane Scowarlo with the tackle, the first tackle for a loss maybe today.
Yeah, Shane Scowarlo is a guy who is a big tackle for loss guy, right? 11.5 TFLs on the season, 6.5 sacks. He's a guy who likes to play behind the line of scrimmage. That time he was able to get back there, hit the running back for a loss of, let's call 4 on the play. That'll bring up a 3rd and 12 for the Raven offense.
BC with 4:40 to go in the clock, running along in the opening quarter. Ravens in front, 10 to nothing.
You realize you're kind of in no man's land right here at the 36-yard line.
Yeah. Too far for a field goal. You hate to punt from this close in. Nobody in the backfield. Motion to the left side. Jackson Dooley waits for the snap. 3rd down and long call. He takes a deep drop. Rolls left. Still looking. And will throw the ball out of bounds and incomplete. And the Ravens will now be forced to make a 4th down decision. You hate to give Baker that good field position. They've never been beyond the 35-yard line today.
Gonna leave the offense out there, but we haven't seen it this season. Kind of wonder if Jackson can quick kick one.
You got Sean Wara in the backfield. Last week, Jackson Doodle was 15 of 24, throwing the ball for 185 yards and three touchdowns. Gus is helping me mop water up off of our little table here outdoors in the rain. The snap is back, and there's the quick kick. Jackson is going to go all the way into the end zone. He got all of that one. It will be Baker football at their own 20.
Not a thing you're going to see Jackson probably practice at all. We've not seen him kick yet in his Benedictine career. So, again, it's a tough place to roll it out there. But the Ravens with the punt, and Baker going to start this possession at their own 20-yard line.
So first and 10, Wildcats, the Baker offense, and guys, I'll be real honest, with the rain pouring down, I haven't brought out all of our gear to keep track of the numbers and what yardage they've got, but I'm telling you what, they don't have 20 yards today. It's a first and 10. Quarterback is going to hand off, straight ahead running. It's going to be Rashawn Graves. And Rashawn, you talk about the bad weather, and as good as he is, he will also, like Witherspoon, I suspect, be a workhorse today. How about Heath Baker making that tackle? Heath Baker, the Angeles in Kansas Stadium. He's going to be our halftime guest today. We're going to get to know him and know about him. I would encourage you to stick around during halftime. It is a fun, fun conversation. For the Wildcats, second down, 7. Quarterback is back, steps up, hits, spun to the ground. The ball pops loose, and Baker covers it up. The Ravens have taken the football away for the third time in the first quarter. Heath Baker covers it up for BC as Kevin Harris punches the ball out of the arms of Truman Julesgaard. What a job by Kevin Harris. He collapsed the pocket, knocks the ball away, and Heath Baker was still rushing the quarterback, looks down, realizes the ball's at his feet, dives on it, and the Ravens with another turnover. Here comes the Benedictine offense. The offense has got to be exhausted. They've been out there. You usually talk about how a defense gets tired being on the field too much. The Raven offense has been out there this entire first quarter. 3.5 to play in the opening quarter. BC in front, 10-0. With Sean Wara at the backfield, Jackson Dooley will send his receiver, motion man to the left side. Could it be LeBron Jackson? Long count. Quarterback wraps around. Here's Wara. Goes into the middle. Stood up. Dropped down. He probably gained a yard or something like that. Very little.
That time getting in there making the stop is going to be a number that doesn't appear on anything. 94.
Don't spot 94, but I'll tell you, also, Dylan Gillespie was in the neighborhood of that tackle.
Brian Lane, also a Free State freshman, making the play there. 3:13 last year in the first half of play.
Wara stays into the Ravens' running back spot. Tanner Zimmerman will fill a slot to the right side. And again, the handoff to Wara. He will bounce into the middle. Gets the thing down to the 10-yard line, maybe down to the 9, possibly down to the 8. We'll see where they spot him down. And it will bring up a third down for the Raven offense. Back into the game comes Dalton Witherspoon as your running back.
So they're going to walk down. Then it'll be 3rd and 5 for Benedictine, needing to get this thing all the way down to the 5-yard line.
Todd Gathright, Longafliana to the left side for BC. Now they're going to shift Jacob Gathright to the right side and bring Tanner Zimmerman wide to the left. Witherspoon's at running back for BC on his 3rd down 5 call. Quarterback is back to throw, looking in the middle, has his man at the 5-yard line, and it's going to be batted away from Zimmerman. And that was a really nice defensive play by Deshaun Lewis, because he was an undersized free safety.
Yeah, Deshaun Lewis, the free safety out of Lawrence High, comes across, able to knock the football away. He's got 2 interceptions this season, has taken one back for a touchdown now. The Ravens, on 4th down, they're going to send the kick unit back out there. It'll be Harry Balky.
So the Ravens, this is going to be a little disappointing. I mean, it's not going to be disappointing to be getting points, but it's disappointing that 2 times, taking the ball away deep in the opponent's territory, they're going to be going for field goals. This is going to be from 27. It is down, it is up, and it is good. Ravens scoring for the 3rd time in the opening quarter, and we'll take a break with 2:14 to play in the first. Benedictine 13, Baker nothing.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Back with you here at Liston Stadium as Gabe Martin and Kawan Brooks go back for Baker to return this kickoff. Benedictine, 13-0 over the Wildcats. It was still 2:14 to go in the first quarter. Guys, there's a lot of football yet to be played in this one today. You can be excited, but you can't get too excited. That kick is high, not terribly deep. It's going to be taken by Brooks at the 5. Again, straight up the middle, cuts to the right side, hit, breaks the first tackle, spins away from the second, and fights his way across the 25-yard line and rides the wave to the 28. Baker's going to have it first and 10 there from the 28-yard line. And I'll tell you what, with the Raven kick coverage guys, they are not tackling really at the middle as Dylan Witherspoon makes that stop with Jonah Roberts. You know what? They tackle the arm.
Yeah, they're going after the football, right? They're trying to actually hold up the runner just a little bit and try to knock that football away. The rains have calmed a bit. It's still coming down out there, but not as hard as it was moments ago. It'll be Baker football at their own 28.
Will Roberts is the man to the right side. The pass is going to go over to the left, caught, and dropped down at the 30-yard line. That's going to be only a 2-yard pickup for DeAndre Pruitt Jr., Victor Terry over there. He's having a great first quarter of this game.
Yeah, we're seeing Victor Terry play a lot of that middle linebacker position trying to relieve Carson today. And so, nice start right now for Victor, the 6'1" senior linebacker out of L.A.
You can understand why Truman Jules guarded the Baker quarterback looking at DeAndre Pruitt last week. 9 for 124 yards and a touchdown. Quarterback is back to throw, goes over the middle, and it's going to be in and out of the hands of Pruitt. There was no defender really close to him. Victor Terry closed the gap in a hurry, but I think Pruitt was thinking about getting hit by Victor.
Yeah, he heard hoofbeat, you know, and that time he heard it coming, said, yeah, I'm going to alligator arm this. Here we go. This is what we talk about. 3rd and 8, the Ravens getting after the quarterback. They're going to put Heath Baker sliding him from that edge underneath, and they're going to bring Cole Johnson and Jared Heron to be your defensive end.
With a minute and a half to go in the opening quarter, Baker looks at a 3rd down 8 call from their own 30-yard line. Truman Jules guard from the pistol. Here's your snap. Looking downfield, he's got some time. Looking over the middle, it's going to be caught by the short man, and he's tackled not enough of the first down. Jackson Hoskins, what a tackle on Kawan Brooks. And Brooks is real slow climbing to his feet. The official's running over to kind of make sure he's okay.
Needed 8, got 3 on a little bit of a crossing pattern right there. Jackson Hoskins, wide open, doing a great job making that tackle, because if he doesn't make that hit and make that stop right there, all of a sudden you're talking about a big gain right there for Brooks. And now we're going to see another punt for Baker.
App Canyon Sanders, he's getting a workout today. He's standing on his own 20-yard line. And Benedictine's return man, Jay Sun, at the BC 25. The snapback is good. Ravens almost get to that one again. It's an end-over-end kick that'll bounce at the 35. Roll to the 30, 29, 28-yard line, and down right there. So the Ravens will have it first and 10 at their own 28. Half a minute to go in the opening quarter, leading 13-0.
Those snaps right now coming back from Seth Dankenbring, those things are high, they're a little slow, and they're going to get his punter one block this afternoon.
Can I write that down? Want me to mark that on the ledger here?
You might as well put it down.
I like it.
So, for Benedictine, they're going to come out for, how about this, their 5th possession of the first quarter. They only held the ball, what, 3 times the entire second half last week against Valley.
Jackson Dooley. About, what, 15 miles from home?
We talked about the
today.
Rain. It's picking up.
Yeah, you can hear it beating on the top of things. Here's the pass downfield, and it's going to be caught at the 45-yard line. With a catch, Jacob Gaffney, and Jacob, there's a veteran. He caught the ball, wrapped both arms around it, knowing full well that the defender was coming up from behind him and going to tackle him before he could take a step.
Yeah, you know, hold on to the football right there. Nice job by Jacob picking up the first down. Now, the Ravens do not have to snap this ball if they don't want. 12 seconds left here in the quarter.
Final play of the opening quarter. If they decide to use it, down out of 5, Jackson Willis takes a snap. Here's the pitch. Trying to get to the left side. Slowing down. Looking for room. It's not going to be there. The first quarter is drawn to an end. We'll be back here in Baldwin City. The second quarter on the way. It's Benedictine. 13. Baker nothing.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
We're here at Emil Liston Stadium. It's a community stadium that is used not only by Baker University, but also by the Bulldogs. Isn't that right? Yep. Baldwin High School.
You know, they might be the, I take that back, McCall. You don't see many purple Bulldogs.
You don't see many. Not a lot, but they have them here. And Benedictine going to switch into the field, and they're going to be directly in front of us at the 42-yard line for the first play of the second quarter, looking at the second and long, second down at about 14 for BC.
Officials are okay with this foot of the field, right?
Yeah, no question. Here we go. First and 10, or rather second down. Second down 14, Benedictine at their own 42. Rashawn Beckham, the BC center. Jackson Dooley with Dalton Witherspoon. Handoff is going to go to Dalton. He's drugged down from behind. Gets a couple of yards up close to the 45-yard line. Again, Shane Scawarlo. Shane, he's going to put his name in a hat for the leading tackler here today. Certainly will be for Baker.
You know, I think maybe Shane heard you and Coach talking before the game about Cannon Karn and Jagger Blue Ball as being the leaders in the clubhouse right now. He's saying, hey, guys, maybe I could still get in the conversation, and going to need a lot of tackles to do that, but Shane Scorlo, one of the better players on this Baker defense.
Benedictine, third down and long, third and a dozen from their own 44. Early in the second quarter with a 13-point lead. Motion to the left side, that's going to be Joseph L. And now he's going to set up on the far side, back to throw. Dooley looking, bouncing to the right, still looking, waiting to find a receiver. Now he's just going to throw one, and it's going to go incomplete down on the 10-yard line. And he was just looking to shell that thing out of there.
Yeah, that time he threw one deep and was out of the reach of Joseph down there. And so, hey, I'm okay with that. Try to keep the play alive. See if you can find anything. You don't, so you throw that ball in a safe spot, let your punt unit come out. Colin Berner, the last time he was out there, had a punt blocked and then picked it up and ran it for a first down. So,
and back for the return, Jaleel Lafitte. You know, he's got to be saying, I got to do something to make up for all of the errors I've made already today.
A lot of voices in the back of that head.
He's at his own 15-yard line, waiting for the punt. Very long count. Bruner will take it and boot it away. That's a really nice kick. It is going to bounce at the 15, go to the 10, get down to the 5, go down to the 4-yard line, and the Ravens are going to down it there. For Baker, field position today, Gus, miserable. How about Colin Bruner? He has now kicked 13 punts inside the 20-yard line this year.
And yeah, not just inside the 20, he drops that thing inside the 5. What a job right there for the Raven senior punter out of Marceline. Now, for Baker, familiar territory, right? They've been backed up in their own end most of the day. For Benedictine, only their second punt. And for Baker, this will be their fourth possession of the afternoon.
Here comes the Baker offense. Quarterback standing in the end zone. Going to hand off running back straight ahead. Breaks the first tackle. Gets across the 10. Up to maybe around the 11-yard line or so.
Jagger Blue Ball comes over and makes the stop for the Ravens.
That's the first time we've seen Gabe Martin carry the ball this week. Last week, 9 carries for 12 yards. He's only got 59 carries at 215 yards on the season. Gabe Martin out of Columbus, Kansas. QB play action and rolls to the right. He's got room to boot, and he's going to go away. Jules Gardwell, he tripped up around the 15-yard line nicely by Jamai Bloomquist, but he's going to be close to the first down marker. Let's see what they say. Moving the chains. First and 10, Baker.
That time, I think it was a designed run because the receivers came out. They never ran a route. They just went straight into stock blocking down the field. And Ewell's guard able to pick up the first down. And for Baker, with just under 13 minutes to play here in the first half. Have a first down.
Throw it to the 17-yard line. Wildcats with the football, looking for the first points of the game. The pass is coming over to the right side, and a leaping catch made across the 25-yard line up to around the 26. Very close to a first down. The catch by Will Roberts, the Tempe, Arizona senior. How about Kyle Rowland? He's been good all year, too.
Yeah, Kyle making a big stop right there. And how about next week we just go to Kyle's backyard?
Heck yeah. St. Charles, Missouri is where Kyle Rowland's out of it. We're going to go see Missouri Valley over in that same neighborhood. Here's a handoff running back hitting behind the line of scrimmage and drop at the 20-yard line by Heath Baker.
That was one hand by Heath Baker. He just reached out there with that giant paw and took the running back down. What a job right there by the big junior out of Atchison. Again, stay tuned for halftime. You're going to have a little conversation with Heath. Very interesting.
When I visited with Heath, I asked if we could sit down at a table because I couldn't reach up high enough to talk to him. He's such a big guy. He is huge out there. And now we're going to have a penalty marker sale. We've had very few penalties today. What has happened here? The officials look to the far side where the scorer and official scorers are at.
We're going to get a false start against Baker, and what you got to think is a receiver must have moved out of his stance. So, 5-yard penalty backs it up, and so instead of 3rd and 5, now you're in a whole different play call, 3rd and 10.
Just inside, 12 minutes to go in the opening half. Benedict and leading at 13-0, and Baker on a 3rd down 10. Quarterback going to keep it on the QB draw. He is going to be running to the right side, and looks like he'll get another first down, and now the ball pops loose. The Ravens think they've gotten it. The official comes up. It is Benedict and football. Again, the Ravens will take this football away. This time it's going to be Cole Johnson.
Now the officials are talking. Is he down? Beasley's running off the field. They're saying that the quarterback was fumbling the football as he went to the ground. It'll be another turnover for Baker.
What a day for this Raven defense as they have taken the ball away. Special teams with a couple of takeaways. Now the defense with a couple of takeaways. And at 11:42 to go in the half, leading 13-0, here comes the Raven offense. And Baker's not even coming back out on the field right now because Coach Riggs is not a happy camper.
The official's taking a long time, and I don't know what there is to look at. It's not like you're going to. And Baker's jumping up and down.
I don't know if you can hear that. They're saying that the Raven player who recovered the football had a foot out of bounds. And so they're going to allow Baker to maintain possession of the football. That is a huge break on senior day here at Baker for the home team.
Yeah, now coach is going to start asking.
There's some legitimate questions.
Yeah, you start asking. Fumble it forward? Was it enough for a first down? Now they've already moved to six. And I don't know what you can tell them, but Coach Osborne's probably not going to buy it.
No. No, and probably shouldn't be buying what they're selling him right now. Big, big conversation going on in front of the Benedictine bench. The referee comes over, and now he's going to have something else to say. He's reaching for his...
No, he's just making sure his mic is off, right?
Yeah, probably best. So Baker's going to have it. And with that run, they're going to end up with a first down. So that's a huge, huge decision by the officials. Quarterback drops the ball. It's on the ground. He'll pick it back up and fall forward for a couple of yards. Have you ever seen a team who can fumble the ball as much as Baker?
No.
Never. And that now, is their, what, fifth fumble today?
Now the Ravens have a player that's a little slow to get up.
We're going to take a timeout. They're going to get easy coming up and coming off here pretty quickly. We're going to hang on to it here for a little bit, Joseph. Congratulations to the local teams who were successful in high school football last night. The Atchison Phoenix and Coach Smith with a nice W at home against Bonner Springs.
How about next Friday we just go to Amelia?
We can do that.
All right.
No reason not to.
Atchison going to be hosting Eudora next Friday night. And the Phoenix looking to continue this fantastic run they are on.
Pick up a double-digit win. How many schools would like to, in any high school football season, have double-digit wins? Huh? I mean, that's a feat to achieve.
No. We're even training staff out on the field right now, tending to a player. And while we've got a second, if my hands will work well enough. We're going to pull up and look around the conference, the other games going on here today. There is. Okay, here we go. Games going on around the conference today. Grandview leading Peru State 38-0. That ball game early in the third quarter. William Penn is leading Culver Stockton 17-9 with 3 minutes before the half. Graceland is leading Clark 7-0. Still in the first quarter. Missouri Valley looking to spoil homecoming for Central Methodist today. Missouri Valley leads 14-7. And Mid-America out on top of Missouri Baptist 7-0.
Okay, after the repair comes off under his own power, by the way, and then look at him a little bit on the near side. Here comes the Wildcat offense. Quarterback is back with tons of time. Gets his pass away. It's going to be taken at the 35, crossing the 40, very near the 45-yard line. It's going to go DeAndre Pruitt. Pruitt is clearly just the premier receiver on this ball club, Cole Johnson.
Yeah, you talk about premier receiver, DeAndre Pruitt, little guy at 5'9", 175 pounds, but 30 catches. He is the number one receiver, but the ball catcher on this team really goes to that tight end.
Running play now on the first down and 10 call. A hit from behind and pulled down after about a one-yard carry. There was just not much room up there for the diminutive running back, Gabe Martin.
That time, Cole Johnson makes the stop. Cole, 6'2", 225 pounds. A guy who we don't see much on the run game. We typically see him come in for third downs to get after the quarterback.
Tell you what, the rain is still coming down, but the wind has picked up and it's gotten colder here the last 10 minutes. QB's back to throw, fires a BB over the middle, and again a wide open receiver in Raymond territory at the 40, down at the BC 35-yard line. There was no one around Will Roberts as the senior makes that catch, and they'll move the chains into the Raymond territory for the first time today, last year against Benedictine. Four catches, 40 yards, and a touchdown for Will Roberts. Quickly, back to the line. QB will hand off running back. Swings it left side. He's going to be tripped and down near the 25-yard line. He's going to be close to another Baker first down.
That time, Jagger Blueball, the leading tackler for the Ravens, makes the stop on the play. Now we're going to see Kevin Harris check out of the ballgame, and the Ravens going to go a little bigger in the middle. They're going to bring Eric Chavez in there. Eric, 6'3", 290 pounds out of Lancaster, California.
Here's the thing. The Baker offensive line is not really that big. Aiden Palmer, 6'3", 272. Williams, 6'2", 280. Juarez, 6'2", 270. Thomas, 6'3", 270. And Kennedy, 6'6", 330. He's the big man, the anchor on the right tackle spot. Quarterback will play action and roll to the right side. Being chased by Baker. Gets the pass away, and he had to throw that in a hurry. And it's going to go incomplete because if Kuhlsgaard doesn't get rid of that ball, Baker is going to make him look like an armadillo on I-35 West.
Not a real animal, but I like the description. That time he was looking for his tight end his tight end to just kind of flood into the flat. But that time Victor Terry did a great job of understanding what was happening. He filled the flat, nowhere to go for Ewell's guard. It'll bring up now a 2nd and 10.
Baker at the 25-yard line of Benedictine. Here's a handoff into the middle. They have the running back Rashawn Graves is grabbed around the middle and then just bulldogged to the ground by Heath Baker for little or no gain. Then we'll call it a short yard. We'll make it a 3rd down 9.
Heath is having a monster first half and a difference maker right now for this Raven defensive front. Isaac Anderson will come in now, and he'll be the down guy in the middle on this 3rd and 9 call. Isaac, a guy who got the quarterback twice last week, had 2 sacks. Now, Raven's running a lot of guys in and out.
Too much confusion.
Yeah,
Benedictine does not have
call timeout.
Yep, they don't have the right package out there. They're going to take a timeout. Joseph, we shall also. Taking a break, 8:50 to go in the opening half. It's all Ravens, Benedictine 13, Baker nothing.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Here in Baldwin City, Kansas. Gus, here's the deal. Quick opportunity for me to mention. We mentioned I-35 West. What do you think I-35 East?
you get over into the Dallas area. And when you get to the Dallas area, you start thinking of Ravens from over in that way. And we have to wish a happy birthday to number 17 for BC, B.J. McKinney's birthday today. I think he's like 27, maybe. B.J., happy birthday, young man. Here we go. Quarterback back to throw. Jules guard. Steps up in the pocket. Going to the end zone. Got a receiver. Leans out and can't get to it. The pass overthrown and it's incomplete. Step for step with him. Victor Terry, the third. Victor, tackle him anyway just to be sure.
Yeah, Victor's a guy who has all of a sudden been plugged into this defense and asked a lot of things, right? Because he is stepping in right now for Carson Anderson, who's the number two tackler on this team. And they're saying, hey, go step for step with their leading receiver. Now we're going to see Baker attempt a field goal with a little bit of a crosswind.
It will be a long field goal for left-footed kicker Seth Simpson. It'll be from 42 yards. It is down. It is up. It is good. Baker has finally gotten on the board. Taking a timeout, Joseph with 8:40 to go in the opening half. Benedictine 13, Baker 3.
There's only so much that can be said here, literally, about Skyway Vapes at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. But the keys are this. The friendly, knowledgeable staff will lead you through the many lines of juices, the large variety of mods and kits, and some of the most affordable, reliable, and many-flavored disposables in the area. They have alternative vaping products, too. Wink, wink. Did I mention 90 varieties of wildberry incense and locally made beard oil? Skyway Vapes, downtown Atchison. 7-Eleven Commercial Street.
Hey, Sean Todd and Dalton Weatherspoon. We'll be back to return the kick for our Benedictine. This is their first time doing this today, right? Yeah. 8:40 to go in the half, and Baker will be kicking it away to them. They'll be doing the same thing to begin the second half, by the way.
At what point does Baker start getting a little tricky, right? Like, at some point, it wouldn't be wrong to try an onside kick or just try to catch Benedictine off guard.
But look at those numbers out there. The Ravens got a lot of hand guys on that return team. It's going to be taken by Jay Sean. He'll take it at the 15, brings it up the middle to the 20, 5, 30, following the block, 40. Jay Sean left side. What a nice return for Jay Sean Todd. And he did a super job of getting behind those lead guys and following them up the left side in front of the Wildcat bench. They're going to mark him stepping out of bounds at the 38-person 10.
Yeah, nice job right there by Jay Sean. He's a little upset with himself. He kind of lost his footing for just a moment, or else that could have been a huge return. Nonetheless, the Ravens with excellent starting position up to the 38. 8:34 left here in the first half of play. Ravens leading by 10.
Benedictine fans will remember coming down to Baker this time of the year near Halloween many years, and in this kind of weather, the field being just a mire of mud. And now here's Jackson Doolittle being chased out of the pocket, and he's going to throw the football away. That was a wise play. We talked about that with Coach in the pregame, how he's developed and matured as a quarterback and knew that sometimes you just take it back to the huddle.
Yeah, that time Shane Squarlo was able to get back there, get both hands on the quarterback, but great job by Jackson pulling loose and able to throw that football away. Also, a little surprised to see Jackson Dooley starting this possession, because if Benedictine had got that fumble earlier, they had sent Caden Austin out originally. So,
maybe they're going to take a lineman out, actually, and bring in a receiver to take that line spot. 8:27 to go in the first half. Snap back, straight ahead and run into the 45, and or rather to the 40, and then near the 45-yard line where Lee Marshall will make the Baker tackle on Dalton Weatherspoon.
That time the lead blocker, Zion Mathis, leading the way. And when you watch that handoff right there to the running back, Dalton Weatherspoon, he takes that handoff. He is leaning forward so hard today, just trying to fall forward to pick up as much yardage as he can.
Wide to the left side is going to be Jacob Gaffright. Benedictine looking out at a third down five. The ball at their own 43-yard line. Got to get this thing up to around the 48, short of midfield, but still got five to go. Back to throw is going to be Jackson. Pressure from the outside. Pass over the middle of traffic. It's going to be incomplete. Just out of the reach of Jayshon Todd across midfield. And the Ravens are going to be looking again at a fourth down. It's going to be hard to top the punt a moment ago by Colin Bruner as he booted that thing down to inside the five-yard line. He's going to have all the room, though. He needs the ball at his own 43. So he can let go of the 50-yard punt from here and be all right.
Yeah, you don't have to cut back on leg right here. Just let it go. Look at that, Bruner. We mentioned moments ago a 40-yard average this season.
Ravens going left to right. The wind is coming across the field from left to right. And here's the punt. It is end over end, and it's going to take a Raven bounce at the 25, 20, at the 15, and out of bounds close to the 10-yard line again. Colin Bruner, let's keep that count rolling. That will be his 14th punt this season inside the 20.
And Colin feels pretty good, as he should. That was a wonderful job right there by the senior at Amar Saleem. And Baker going to start this possession at his own 11-yard line.
As a guy who knows nothing about kicking a football, but having seen a few punts, yeah, the trick, part of the trick is kick it away from the return man and kick it with the rotation that is going to make it bound forward.
I got a secret for punting.
Is that?
Just pick up first downs. You don't need, don't need to kick the football.
You don't need to punt if you get 5 yards of carry.
I only like extra points in kickoffs.
Quarterback back to throw. First and 10, Baker, and he's going to rocket one to the right side. It is going to be complete and an immediate tackle made across the 20-yard line where it's going to be enough for a Wildcat first and 10.
That time Joel Mavis working up against the receiver, Will Roberts, over there. That time, Roberts with a quick out, comes back, makes the reception. It'll be another first down for Baker. Ball moved out to the 23-yard line, so a gain of 12 on first down.
Baker's done a nice job of taking what is available to them, those underneath kind of passes, and then hoping to add to that. Back again, Jules guard, same pass, same way, same thing, and this time the catch is made, and the ball is going to be advanced to around the 25-yard line. Jackson Hoskins once again with the tackle for Benedict, then bringing up a second down call.
That time Isaac Anderson was back in the backfield and put a big hit on Truman Uelsgaard as he let go of that football. And Uelsgaard said, hey, guys, give me an extra minute to throw that football. Benedict has been up in his hip pocket all afternoon.
Raven defense looking now at a second and six for Baker. Quarterback will hand off to his running back. He's hit by Heath in the backfield. He went unblocked. Because how do you not block Heath Baker?
Because he's not a dangerous man, right? And that's what you're looking at. When you start eyeing him up, you say, okay, he is, what is it, the least man, so you don't worry about him. You leave him unblocked. If he comes screaming off the edge, well, he's going to beat us every time. That's exactly what Heath did.
He just got into the backfield before the running back could advance the ball. It is now third down 8. Again, Jules guard back to throw. Chase out of the pocket, running for his life, and caught from behind, tackled at the 35-yard line. And he is going to be short of the first down. Jagger blue ball. Isaac Anderson, the duo of defenders for Benedictine. It is fourth down 6. And the Wildcats will be punting the ball away to Jayshon Todd.
That time Jagger over there to trip up Jules guard, and he's going to try to put a hand down. Didn't realize that Isaac was behind him, able to just stop that play. And now we're going to see another punt from Canyon Sanders. Back deep is going to be Jayshon.
Okay, guys, as the rain begins to pick up again in intensity and the temperature continues to drop, you got to look around and be pretty proud of the number of Raven fans who are sitting out here.
Wonderful.
They're in the winter gear. They've got the umbrellas. Here's the punt. It is high, and it'll be taken by Jayshon at the 36-yard line, and he will have no return to coverage. Downfield was really, really good for Baker. Steph Dankenbring, one of the first guys down there. And here comes the Benedictine offense again. Now, here's the thing, guys, for BC. They've had the offense out of the field a lot, but they've only gotten one touchdown. And on that one, they had to go for it on fourth down and shove it into the end zone. So it's not like they've really been rolling up a ton of yards, but the defense has provided them with such great field position and such great opportunities that the Ravens lead by 10.
Yeah, you know what else they've done? They are now going to hold the ball for the seventh time today.
BC is going to shift the man over to the right side, and a handoff straight ahead to Sean Wara. Puts his head down and just runs into a wall of Baker defenders for no gain. Brian Lane, the first guy in there. He's, again, from right up the road at Free State.
You know what the Ravens have done so far today? How many times have we talked about Zach Kramer or Cannon Carnes?
Yeah, not
hasn't
not
been
hard,
much, if
not,
any.
Yeah,
and so the Ravens have done a great job of getting those linemen up into that second level, and those smaller backs just not able to get off those blocks.
With the rain pouring down, you got to wonder, can you even possibly throw the ball? Here's going to be Sean Wara with the carry. He will angle to the left side, and as he slashes, the ball pops out. Baker thinks they have recovered it. The official on the near side says it's down. And Sean Wara, really slow back, getting up off the ground. It'll bring up third down here for the Ravens?
Yeah, for the Ravens, they're going to be looking at third and about 7.
I don't know what, everybody's in some slow motion out there. The Baker defense kind of standing around. And I think that's one of the things you got to look at for Baker is and it's probably beginning to have some effect at this point with 4.5 to go in the half, is the fact that they're going to have to wear down, right? I mean, you don't see them use any substitutions on that defensive unit. And as this game wears on, I mean, you can be a great athlete, but you got to get tired. Here's a little delay draw. Straight ahead, 40, 50, left side across midfield, 45. What a run by DeRaven. Witherspoon down to the Wildcat, 44. Deshaun Lewis. How many times this year we called for the draw?
So when I got in the car earlier, I saw some, like, dry erase markers yesterday when you were talking to Coach. Are you guys diagramming the draw?
Yep, I said the draw and the screen both. Here's a pass over the middle, and it's Joseph with the catch. The defender hits him. Joseph goes to the ground, jumps right back up. The defender seems a little shaken up. That's Darius Johnson.
Yeah, Darius Johnson a little woozy right now after that hit on Joseph. Ravens quickly back up over the football.
BC showing they'll throw the ball even in the hard rain, and here's a straight-ahead run, and the Ravens are now down to the 25-yard line.
Look downfield. You got Rashad Beckman. Doing a great job blocking, and there you go. That explains it. Rashad Beckman is 7 yards down the field blocking Cannon Karn. Now, Karn is listed at 6 foot, 215 pounds. I walked by him during pregame. Cannon is 5'9 at best and 200 pounds, working against Rashad at 6 foot, 270.
Second down, 7, and quickly. We get a timeout taken to the officials. Stop the play, and we're going to take a break. Joseph, with 3:18 to go. We've got a break in the action here in Baldwin City. Your score, Benedictine 13, Baker 3.
Looking for a new job opportunity? Amberwell is hiring. They have various positions open, no experience needed, from housekeeping to patient care and more. Enjoy competitive pay, great benefits, and a supportive environment in a community-focused healthcare setting. Don't miss their job fair on November 8th from 1 to 6 p.m. at Amberwell Atchison, or apply directly at careers.amberwellhealth.org. At Amberwell, you're not just an employee, you're a valued member of their team. They look forward to meeting you.
Welcome you back, and by the way, Joseph, just so you know, with the good news is we were offered electricity, and they ran an extension cord into the bleachers. That is, it doesn't work. So we're operating on battery power out here.
Now, the more I think about it, it's off of the soccer lights. What do you bet it doesn't have power unless they have power?
Well, that's, I suppose, something that someone should be aware of. But anyway, Joseph, be aware. This is how it's going. Seems to be doing pretty well. Certainly doing pretty well is the Benedictine offense. 13-3 is the Raven lead.
The rain is starting to really come down.
This is maybe the hardest it has fallen since we have arrived here today. Okay. And here's BC over to the right side. Witherspoon dancing down the right side. Gets across the line of scrimmage. Picks up 2, maybe 3 yards. And it'll bring up a third down for the Ravens. And I'll tell you what, so glad that you're enjoying college football with us here this afternoon on CARE Radio. By the way, let's see, that is K-A-I-R-F-M Horton Atchison, just in case you're wondering. Joseph, our producer and engineer in the CARE Radio Sports Studios, Gus Counts with me here.
So the Ravens looking at a 3rd and 2. They're going to bring Court Madsen in, tuck him in as a tight end to your left side. They're going to go from the gun on 3rd and 2.
Here goes Benedict, and snap back, QB back, lobs it right, and a leaping effort, and what a catch inside the 5-yard line by Matthew Sanford. He went up in an acrobatic manner and picked up the first down.
That time, Baker had really stuffed the box. They figured Benedictine's going to run this thing on 3rd and 2. They're going to pick it up, and we're going to try to stop it. What does VC do? Fake the handoff, step back, throw the high leaping pass for Matthew Sanford. He's 6'4". He said, all right, let's get it inbounds and step out for a first down. 1st and 10, Ravens, this thing marked all the way down to, man, it's inside the 10. They're going to mark it down, let's guess, the 8-yard line.
Maybe even a little bit inside that. Motion will come to the right side for Benedict, and it's a 1st and goal call. Hand off Witherspoon, starts left, dives in, goes to the 5, goes to the 4, maybe the 3-yard line as he slashes his way to the outside. It was at the 7-yard line before Damon Littlejohn out of Kyleen, Texas. Because we were talking to one of the young guys out at the gate earlier today. He looked very cold. Asked him where he was from. He said Houston, which totally explained his misery here today.
He did not look happy to be here.
No, not to be out in this weather.
The Ravens going to bring Tanner Zimmerman in. They're also going to put Jay Sean out to the left. It's going to be second and goal. The ball down at the three for the Ravens.
BC scoring on their first possession of the half. Look at the score on their last possession of the half. The quarterback's going to hand off the sweep to the right side. There's nowhere to go, and they string it all the way out to the sideline, and maybe a loss of a couple of yards. Third and goal. Baker's defense really toughens up inside the 10.
So the Ravens have run that play now twice. They've lost about 5 yards each time. So you got to realize that Baker's going to be pretty good about turning that corner. You're going to struggle to seal it. So, again, maybe put that one back in the playbook till next week. Benedictin backed up all the way now to the 9, where it'll be third and goal.
Jay Sean and Joseph to the left side and Jacob to the right for Benedictin. Third down at the 9-yard line. Hard count by quarterback Jackson Dooley. Nobody bites. He takes it, drops back, throws right side, a leaping effort, and it's through the hands of his intended receiver on the side of the end zone. And Jacob just could not get a grip. The ball was thrown really hard. It is wet. It is cold. And it's hard to catch on the best of days.
Yeah, that thing was a rocket over there. Now the Ravens are going to send out the kick unit.
That was a big one. This will give you a more than a touchdown lead. Or, you know what I mean? More than a 16-3 lead is what they're looking for here. So the ball down at the 9. It's going to be a 26-yard field goal effort. It is placed and kicked and scored. No? Hooked at the end. Oh, the Ravens come up empty.
I saw the ball kind of cut off the upright right there at the very end. Caught a little bit of that north wind shooting across this field. And so for the Ravens, a missed field goal will end their seventh possession. And now with 32 seconds left, you got to think Baker going to just try to go to half.
Hey, you think so?
What else are you going to do? You sure haven't moved the ball very well today. Coach Reggs, not exactly an offensive-minded coach.
First season, head coach Miguel Regalado, who was an assistant here at Baker, then went to Clark for a while and has come back this year to Baker. And we'll see what the Wildcats do. They're going to spread the field out sideline to sideline. The quarterback is back, and now it's going to be a little, it's kind of a draw play, a bit of a straight-ahead run.
Can I tell you, I don't even like that play as many times as Baker has put the ball on the ground today.
And as you said at the end of the opening quarter, I'll say here, Baker does not have to snap this thing. They can just go to the locker room. That's what they're going to do in the first half. Has drawn to a close here in Baldwin City. We'll be back to summarize it for you as the teams head for the locker room. It is Benedictine 13, Baker 3.
It's time for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your home for Benedictine football. Here Radio 93.7. Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger. Bolder, better.
You should never judge a book by its cover, but when that book is a new Taco John's Cheddar Crunch Taco, we say, judge the shell out of it. With a crunchy flatbread taco shell coated in aged cheddar, crispy shredded potatoes, and our signature potato ole seasoning, it's the outside that matters. But with seasoned beef and crispy potato ole, or grilled chicken, bacon, and ranch, the inside is pretty amazing too. Shell yeah. New Cheddar Crunch Tacos for a limited time at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download our app, earn free food.
Back with you here in Baldwin City, Kansas, where the rains continue to just pour down and the Ravens continue to lead in this game. Both teams have gone to the locker room. Benedictine leading at 13-3. And this, the plain and simple reason is that the Ravens are leading in this game is, let's be very honest here. I mean, I don't want to discount some of the great things BC has done today, but my gosh, Baker helped them.
Yeah. You look back to the opening kickoff where Baker fumbles it at the 11-yard line, and Benedictine starts with the short field. And they were able to take that short field and turn it into a Jackson Dooley, mind you, 4th and 1, touchdown dive. Then, on the ensuing kickoff, Jaleel Lafitte fumbles it again. Benedictine was set up with a short field that ended in a Harry Balke field goal. Late in the first quarter, Harry Balke kicks another field goal. And then in the second quarter, these two teams just kind of went back and forth, not really doing much. Baker was able to hit a 42-yard Seth Simpson field goal. Benediction missed a field goal right there with about 30 seconds left, and that was our scoring in the first half. So not many of these teams really got too carried away offensively, but again, the elements are making a difference here today.
Okay, about 30% of the crowd remains right now. You can see them streaming to the parking lot as we went to halftime. How many of them returned to be in the stands where it's cold and raining here for the second half?
All percentage of them.
Won't be many. Well, we're going to be here, and we're looking forward to bringing you the second half live here on KRadio. But right now it is halftime in Baldwin City with the intermission score. The Benedictine Ravens 13, Baker 3. We're kicking it back to Joseph at the Care Sports Studio, where he's got a fantastic halftime waiting for you.
It's time for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your home for Benedictine football. Care Radio 93.7. Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
You should never judge a book by its cover, but when that book is a new Taco John's Cheddar Crunch Taco, we say, judge the shell out of it. With a crunchy flatbread taco shell coated in aged cheddar, crispy shredded potatoes, and our signature potato ole seasoning, it's the outside that matters. But with seasoned beef and crispy potato ole, or grilled chicken, bacon, and ranch, the inside is pretty amazing too. Shell yeah. New Cheddar Crunch Tacos, for a limited time at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download our app, earn free food.
We've got Heath Baker with us, defensive lineman for Benedictine. Heath, good to talk to you, man. How's it going?
Good. No, good to talk to you too, Tyler. How you been?
Good. Now, okay, we always like to start off, give me the Heath Baker biography. You know, like families, brothers, sisters, all of that stuff.
I'm Heath Baker. I'm from here in Atchison, Kansas. I grew up here. I'm the son of Bridget and Heath. I'm a senior Baker. I got two sisters, and both of them are still living here in town. I've been going to Benedictine for 3 years now, and I'm going into my senior year next year on the field.
Okay, let's talk about how you got to Benedictine, because when you graduated high school, you went down to Emporia for a minute,
yep.
And then how did you end up getting recruited up here? Did you call, or how did you end up in Atchison again?
I ended up back at Atchison. I had a lot of friends on the team, and they'd been talking to me for a while, and they were like, wanting me to come back and play with them and everything like that. And at the time, I was like, it was a great decision for me to just come back and have the support from my family and my whole hometown. It was a good adjustment for me.
Now, you're not a Phoenix, right? You graduated before Phoenix.
Oh, yeah. I was a Redman. I grew up being around the Redmen. I grew up and I graduated as a Redman. That was before, I think, 2 years before the Alma change, I think.
So how about any of your Atchison High teammates? Are any of them playing ball yet, or do you know that any of them have gone on still going?
I just played against one of my old teammates, Brent Clary, last week in Missouri Valley. I'm playing with Xavier Hernandez. He plays here with me at Benedictine, and I played with Gio Burt as well when I first got here as well.
So it's really got to be kind of cool. I mean, some guys say, I want to get away and go out of town, but by being close, how good is it, man? All your family, your friends, all these people can come and be a part of it for you.
I have a huge, huge support system here. I mean, every game day, my parents always have a big old tailgate, and they're always talking about there's, you know, 50 to 100 people that just stop by. Come on, I talk to them, stop into the game, kind of just watch. But I always have a huge crowd at the game. I'm always seeing people on the street, and they're always talking to me, oh, you had a good game, and always talking about how they're watching it from the house or – It's a huge support system here for me.
When you played in high school, you were playing, obviously, both sides of the ball. Mm-hmm. You know,
oh,
so
yeah.
So how'd you pick the defense side? Or did you pick it, or did it pick you?
It picked me for the most part. I was getting recruited on my O-line and D-line, but at the end of the day, I had more offers for D-line, so I just, you know, chose the fact that I'm probably a better defensive lineman than I was O-lineman, so I went that route, and it's been a great route for me so far.
And you consider yourself, I mean, not just DN, but like you're like an edge rush guy, right?
Yeah, I play. It's part of the edge group. We have an outside linebacker. I'm more of the heavy guy, so I go toward the heavier end of the run spectrum. But it's I basically do it all. I can play inside. I can play off the edge. I can do everything.
Okay. Love the number 23, but that was not your high school number. What was your high school number, and how did 23 come to be?
So I started off with 65 in high school, rocked that all the way through high school. Got to Emporia, I had 94 down there, and then when I transferred to BC. They gave me 98. I played that was first season. And we were going through number changes in the spring, and one of the older guys was changing from 90 to 9. So I took 90 from him. But throughout the off season, we were thinking that him and another player that we're wearing and I were going to end up on the field together at the same time. So they had to switch back to 90. So then he took the jersey back. So then I had to choose an open number, and a 23 just happened to land right in my lap at that point.
Hey, what a great number. I mean, there's been a lot of pretty good athletes wearing 23 in one sport or another.
Yeah, it ended up that way. And, I mean, the athletes that I've wore, like LeBron and all of them, it just kind of worked out really well.
So, and you talk 90. I mean, we're talking Isaac, right?
Yeah, and Isaac, yeah.
Of course. So let's talk about that defensive front. You guys, you feel like a real cohesive, tight-knit bunch. Is it what I think it is?
Oh, yeah. We're always working together, we're always talking on the field, talking about how, okay, maybe we can move this direction and get an open spot for one of us to be able to get through really easily. We're always adjusting on the field, always during practice. We're talking about different schemes that we can run within our actual defensive scheme so that we're not out of line. But we can make them quick adjustments to get more sacks, more TFLs, anything we can get through with.
And you have, you know, the team not only practices together, plays together, but you guys spend a lot of social time together. I mean, meals together and things like that. I mean, it feels pretty tight. Is this what it's like everywhere, or is Benedictine do it different?
That's a huge thing that I love about Benedictine. I've had friends and whatnot at other places, but I've never felt quite like I had a brotherhood until I got to BC. BC, like, we're always together, no matter if it's during the week. We're always working on homework together. We're always eating meals together. We're always just inducing that family aspect into the whole reality. Instead of having one clique, everybody is just as one unit. That's what makes it so great.
So what you're telling me is you got lifetime friends that you put together here.
Oh, yeah. I'll have a lot of connections whenever I leave here, just for the pure fact that I have a lot of friends I've developed that close-knit friendship with.
Heath Baker's joined us, a Benedictine defensive lineman, a hometown guy from Atchison. Heath, let's talk about the important things. Academically, what have you declared, and what do you see as your major?
I'm a physical education major, which is split into two different bachelor degrees. I'll have a secondary education and a exercise science degree with a coaching minor, because I'm wanting to go the more coaching route. That's what I always wanted to stay with athletics, so I've wanted to keep coaching football after I get done here playing it.
So that was going to lead me right into my next question. Where am I seeing you, 5 years, 10 years down the road? Or where, more importantly, where do you see you being?
I see myself, hopefully, I want to coach college ball. That's where I want to end up at. But if not, I've had a few interests in coaching high school ball, possibly around here or whoever picks me up.
Have you talked to Coach Smith about retiring? Have you said, hey, Coach, you've been here a long time, let me help you out?
Coach, I've heard Coach talk about it a few times, but, hey, it's whenever he's ready.
Well, Heath, let's talk about, some other kind of fun stuff. What do you have, like, as a hidden talent? I mean, do you have a musical instrument? Some of the guys have told me they're dance guys. I mean, what do you have? Anything that we don't know about you?
I'm pretty good at just making friends wherever I go. My thing is I'm not good at an instrument. I'm not good at really any other sport besides football. I've always been, but my thing is I can talk to anybody. Whenever I meet somebody, I feel like I've been friends with them for 10 years. I know everything about them, but I just like to talk and talk and talk whenever I get to meet somebody new.
Okay, so you're hanging out, let's say, you're at the house, right, with your teammates and your friends. Video games?
I play once in a while. I kind of get little spurts of playing for like a week or two, and then I quit playing for a little bit, but I'm more just... I'm more of a go with the flow type of guy. I like to just go and do what everyone else is doing. A lot of time we end up watching the games or here on campus or just kind of just hanging out anywhere, just doing whatever.
Okay, so some guys are like big into one video game or another, and I'm sure you see some of those guys that are hunkered up in front of the TV.
See, A lot of the guys on the team love Madden. That's a big thing on the team. Everyone's always talking about playing that. I've never been a big sports game type of guy. I'm more of a first person shooter. I've always just played just kind of like Call of Duty or like a game called The Division. That's just kind of how I've always played video games.
Okay, Gatorade. What's the color? What's your flavor?
My flavor is definitely great. Glacier Cherry. That's the white one. That's always been mine. It's kind of an outside one compared to like red or blue or possibly even orange. I just always like Glacier Cherry.
Okay. Early bird or night owl?
I'm definitely an early bird. I go to bed around like 8:30 or 9. I'm an old man. I'll get to bed early. I'm normally up by 5 or 6 in the morning, getting around doing homework and stuff in the morning.
The guys have got to be all over you in that, right? They're saying, where's Heath? He's gone to bed.
Oh, yeah. Even on the weekends, I'll hang out with the guys till about 11 o'clock, and I'm already in bed by then. And they're all like always texting me, where you at? Where you at? No, I'm in bed already.
I'm done for the night.
Yeah, I'm out. I'm out.
That's awesome. Okay, I ask guys this question a lot of times, you know, because you got guys from all over the country. You got the San Diego guys and, you know, the Kansas City guys and this and that. I ask them, you know, but I'm going to ask you, where, let's say it's off season, and I bump into you, we're on the street, you know, it's a Friday night. Where are you going to take me? What are we going to do?
We'll probably end up, if it's early on, I'll probably go get some food at Willie's. That's my go-to spot with the guys. We're always going to Willie's, especially like when the guys come back from California. Because I got a few buddies that graduated a few years ago that they'll come back and we'll go to Willie's. Then I definitely say if we're going out, we'll probably start at Trotters. That's a huge thing right now that we've always been going to, Trotters. And possibly, or even if we'll drive down to KC and do like either something out, main event or something like that down there. But if we're staying in Atchison, it's mainly just we'll go to Willie's and get something to eat, hang out at the house for a little bit, and then possibly meet up with some other friends at Trotters or Mueller's or something like that.
Okay.
That's the main spots.
You a movie guy?
I'm a little bit of a, I'm not a big TV person. I've never really been, but.
Is there like one movie, you know, that you have watched and you're like, man, I could watch this movie 5 times and you know, like, the lines out of it?
I've watched The Patriot quite a few times. I'm probably an old show person. If I do watch anything multiple times, it's probably going to be The Patriot.
Okay. So, are you a history buff or anything? I mean, do you like...
My dad is really into history.
There you go.
That's why I watch that so many times is my dad's really into history. He can pop off anything at any time. It's just, I mean, you ask him a question, he knows it.
That's incredible. Now, you're getting ready to go, you know, down to Baker. We got the, you know, Baker football, Benedictine. Do you, I mean, you're 3 years, 4 years into the team now. I mean, you feel the rivalry. You feel like what a deal this is. tell me, what's the vibe on the team?
We're ready to go. We've been talking about it all week. We start, coaches have been, from the moment we got on Missouri Valley, they were up till probably 2 o'clock in the morning trying to get film broke down. And they're trying to get everything they can think of just down to the small points. Because our big focus right now is focusing on the little things that we can clean up. Because we're a pretty good team right now, and we're trying to become great. And that's the things we're working on right now, trying to get down there and prove that we can play well on the road and big games.
How is preparation for a game different or the same here as it's been like when you were down in Emporia? Do they prep different? Is there more film work, or you know, is it or do they do it kind of the same way?
It's pretty similar for the most part. The coaches just they're in the film room every single day trying to find the most little thing that they can get through, that they can try to break up an offense, break up the defense. But it's pretty similar. I probably didn't see too much of it down for you for the fact that it was during COVID, because we only had 2 games in the spring. So it was more of a spring game scrimmage. So it wasn't too much of a difference. Besides, there's definitely more detail here, but probably didn't see as much down there since it was during COVID at the time.
Heath Baker's with us. Heath is like the biggest rush if you can get in the backfield and sack the quarterback. I mean, is that like the goal? Is that the deal?
Yeah, that's my favorite thing. Right now, me and Isaac are going back and forth, because I'll be the leader of the team on sacks one game, and then he'll pop off and have a few more sacks the next game and become the leader of the team at that point. So me and him kind of have a little rivalry going in on that. So that's what really draws me to playing D-line, is just that rush of feeling when you do get a sack, because how difficult it can be at times.
And that defensive front of guys, I mean, they are just solid. I mean, side to side. I mean, these guys are big and they are all good.
Oh, yeah. We've been working for a while. We got blessed whenever we got Tim Glazer to come down here and play with us from South Dakota, whenever his brother was recruiting to come down here. We were blessed that whenever me and Isaac – I came in the same year, a few years back, and then as well as Jared was a great filler whenever Tyler left last year.
Okay, two more things, and then I'll let you go. Number one, are you following the Phoenix now? They're having a tremendous year.
I'm actually going to the game tonight. This will be my first. I keep telling I talk to Trey Carter once in a while. I talk to Jeter a few times, and I keep telling them I'm coming to the game, but I always get caught up in the homework or something like that where I can't come, but I will be there tonight. I want to see him beat Bonner Springs.
There you go. And I got one last question. Here's the toughest question of the whole thing, so you got to get ready for this. Superman, Batman, Spider-Man. Which is it, man?
Batman. Batman's going to be – because he just kind of – he's always there. I mean, and it's not like he has a superpower. He always fights through the grit no matter how hard it's going to be for him to win at all costs possible. I mean – Superman, he's super strong. He can fly. Spider-Man, I mean, he has power as well. Batman, he wasn't really gifted with anything. The only thing he has is his grit.
There you go. Heath Baker, it's been a pleasure, man. I appreciate your taking the time, and best of luck to you and the Ravens through the regular season and beyond.
Thank you for having me.
Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services. Thanks for listening to the Taco John's Halftime Show on your home for Raven football, Care Radio 93.7. Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better. We now return to Tom and Gus live at the stadium for second half coverage of Benedictine Raven football.
And with that, we welcome you back here. Liston Stadium, Baldwin City, Kansas. And going to head back with us here as the second half is about ready to unwind. Benedictine enjoys as we go to the third quarter, a 13-3 lead. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph, our producer and engineer in the studio. Gus Couch with me here, Tom Couch. Gus, cold, it's wet, it is absolutely miserable. The crowd, which was really a good crowd, is still remarkably good considering the conditions here. It is brutally cold. The rain has not quit pouring down. And man, I would like to have the Kleenex and cough medicine concession for everybody who's here today as they leave the stadium this afternoon.
Yeah, it's not going to be good, right? Right now it is 43 degrees, wind out of the north at 10 to 16, feels like 37. Yeah, not fun right now, but who knows?
What's the radar say? We're right dead center in rain.
But
not going to quit.
The good news is, maybe there's another end to that at some point.
Okay, well, that said, if you remember way back at the start of this ball game, Benedictine got the ball, but not because they had a kick to them, but because they were able to take the ball away on fumble kickoff, and BC's going to have the ball again the second half. Here we go. The kick. High end over end, and Jason from the 10 goes up the right side. Uh-oh, running room at the 30, 35. Nice return. Benedictine will have superb field position to begin the first series of the second half. I'm tell you what, it may say 43, but I have never been more soaked to the bone, sitting in water, cold, rain blowing in on us, than we are here today. Here we go. First and 10, Benedictine.
The official's going to stop play for just a moment. We've got a Baker player, a little shaken up on the kickoff.
He's really shaking up, or he just want to go into the locker room where it's warm. He just came out of there and said, wait a minute, it's pretty nice inside here.
Cold games like this, okay? Always pack a second pair of cleats and always dry socks. Dry socks are the key right now. Because, again, once you got into the second half, and especially after sitting in the locker room for a little bit, that's when you got cold. That's when you noticed the temperature was much different outside. Yeah, and then if you're running around with wet cleats, those things are like running in bricks, and I wasn't very fast to start with.
And when the feet get cold, everything's cold, right?
Yeah.
Now here comes the Raven offense, Benedictine. I don't know if we've mentioned, they're in the white-on-white today, with the black helmets and black and red lettering and trim. Baker, black helmet, black pants, black jerseys, white and orange lettering and trim. Quarterback is back. First play of the second half of the pass over the middle for Jay Sean, incomplete at the 50.
That time they were looking for Jay Sean in a little bit of a slant pattern, and if he catches that, he's going to pick up about 15. But, again, that pass just a little low and at the shoe tops. That's where most of Jackson Dooley's passes have been today.
Are there not more Raven fans left after halftime than Baker fans?
Yes.
I mean, seriously, look across the other way. It's senior day here, so we got a lot of parents and grandparents and stuff here for that. And once that event was over, they cleared out in a hurry. Here's a straight ahead run for BC, and it's going to go for maybe a yard or so as they try it into the left side. The tackle in the middle made by Deshaun Lewis, the junior from Lawrence, Kansas. Going to bring up now for Benedictine a third down call. Ravens third down, and we'll make it 9. We'll give him credit for 1. BC put the ball to their own 36-37 yard line. Frank just pouring. Has been for 30 minutes. No prospect for it to get better. Dooley's back to throw. Rolls right, throws, has his man, and over the shoulder, catch 35, 40, 50, 45. Hurdles on a bender inside the 40 yard line. What a play, Jacob Gathright! And the Ravens, a big third down conversion, and move the ball across midfield. Here comes the BC offense.
What an excellent catch and run right there by Jacob Gathright, but what a job by the quarterback, Jackson Dooley. Rolled outside the pocket, realized he was going to be hit by Shane Squirrelo, who was closing from the backside. He said, hey, if I give Jacob just another second, he's going to come open. Got rid of it, got hit. Big first down for the Ravens now, down into Baker territory.
Witherspoon in the backfield, and the Ravens are going to send a man in motion to the left side. It's a first down, 10 BC at the Baker 35. Dooley will take the snap, play action, steps up in the pocket, over the middle, and it's Tipton. That was a risky pass because Harry Balky did not catch it. And when you don't catch it and that ball bounces up in the air, there are about 3 guys around you who are defenders who have a shot.
Can I tell you, you hear the PA address announcer say that pass intended for, and then he paused because he looked down and he said, no, that's the kicker. Wait a second.
It's the kicker.
He said, all right.
What's he doing out there catching passes? Well, Harry came up as a receiver for Benedictine. BC second down. Second down, 10. And this time it's going to be a little handoff. Here goes Witherspoon. Slash off the right side. 35, Witherspoon to the 30 and tripped up at the 20-yard line. Dalton Witherspoon. It was Cannon Karn. He saved 6 right there.
Yeah. Look at Witherspoon. He's saying, I was right there. Shoot top.
You know what else he's saying? He's saying, give me that rock one more time, man. 13-13 to go in the third. And he will get it again. Dances outside. Cuts back to the middle. Breaks the tackle to the 20. To the 15. Dances to the 10. To the 5-yard line. Ravens touchdown. Dalton Witherspoon. That was highlight reel. National Player of the Week kind of a run.
Yeah, Dalton Witherspoon said the play before, he was a shoelace away from taking it. So give it back to me. I'll do it this time. That time, he walked up to Cannon Karn, shook him out of his shoes, ran back in a 22-yard touchdown run. Ravens are going here in the second.
Dalton comes over to the near sideline. He said, that's how we do it in Windsor. Ravens looking for the PAT. It is down. It is up. And it is good. We're taking a break as the Ravens take the opening kickoff of the second half, march downfield, and extend their lead. with a 13:05 to go in the third quarter. It's Benedictine 20, Baker 3.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Wade, the Ravens have gone way back in the old playbook here, giving us running back, power running. Will Roberts, Gabe Martin back for the return of the Benedictine. Kickoff unit is on the field, and the Ravens have stretched it to a 17-point lead. It is high, but sure, fair catch called for. You know, that might be the smartest thing I've seen today.
Not a bad idea. That time, Will Roberts out there for his first kickoff return of the afternoon said, hey, it's a fair catch. Get the ball out to the 25. Let my offense take over because, again, special teams has been a task right now for Baker. Let's rewind just a moment, look back to that touchdown run for the Ravens and Dalton Witherspoon. Witherspoon's the guy we're going to give all the credit to on that 22-yard run. But what a job by Court Madsen right there. The tight end on the right side was able to seal that corner and give a huge avenue to Dalton on that touchdown run.
First and 10, Wildcats. First possession of the second half. The Ravens leading it by 17. They'll have it on their own 25-yard line off the fair catch of the kickoff, and the QB is back. Looks right, going to run, and pulls away from a defender, gets to the 30, and dances out of bounds very near the first down marker. Did he get to it? If not, he's going to be extremely close just right at the 35-yard line.
Yeah, that time Ewell's guard able to step out just in front of being hit. They're going to eye it up and say, first down.
So there you have it, first and 10.
Mavis makes the stop on the play for the Ravens. And with 12:48 left here in the third quarter, Benedictine leading 20-3.
The handoff is going to go to Rashawn Graves. He's handed up backfield and ridden down like a rented horse by Kevin Harris.
Kevin Harris at 6'1", 275, able to chase down Rashawn Graves. And a loss on the play. Let's give it a 5-yard loss. What a job right there by that Raven defensive front.
How does a 5'8", 185-pound sprinter, oh, it's a running back, get run down by a guy at 6'1 at 275? Maybe it's because he's from Dallas, huh? Dallas, Texas, City, Kevin Harris. What a great defensive play. Second down, 16. Quarterback back to throw for Baker. Looks over the middle. He's got a man open, and he's hit. It's dislodged and incomplete at the 35.
Victor Terry able to pop that ball into the air. Jared Heron went headlong trying to make the interception. Incomplete, and now the Ravens in their favorite down. It's third and long, and here we go. They're going to move Heath Baker down to the inside. They're going to put Heron and Johnson as the defensive down, and now look, they're going to walk Victor Terry up on the line of scrimmage.
We're down to 12 minutes to go in the third quarter. A long look by quarterback Truman Jules guard over to the far sideline. Play clock still lots of time at 14, 13, 12. QB's going to take the pass. Now it's going to be a quarterback draw straight up the middle. He's at the 35, gets the first down to the 40. He's got room to the 50. Look at Jules guard go 40. Jules guard left side. He's at the 20-yard line, and finally says, I don't want to get hit by blue ball, and I'll run out of bounds. The Ravens, Gus, were taken in by that play.
Yeah, the Ravens right there had man coverage, so their defensive backs had their backs turned to the quarterback, and he had plenty of room to just do what Patrick does, right? Just run the football up there, and what a job right there by Ewell's guard, able to move the stick, keep this drive alive, and take it all the way down into Raven territory at the 30.
Easily, the biggest play of the afternoon. For the Wildcats out. Quarterback is back, throws one over the middle. He's got a man wide open, takes his head to the 15 and down to the 10-yard line. He's going to be close to another first down as Janger Blubach with the Benedictine stop. This is the best possession Baker's had today.
That time they swing it underneath, and it was DeAndre Pruitt Jr. making the stop on the play, or making the reception on the play in for Benedictine. Defense looking at a second and one.
At the 11-yard line, now deep in Raven territory. The Baker offense are going to get their first touchdown of the game. They'll hand off to the running back. He breaks away from the first defender, but not the second, third, and fourth. And as Rashawn Graves tries to get away, he loses ground.
Fabian Njika, the first guy back there. Heath Baker, the second guy, and now Heath a little slow to get up is when the running back went down, he kind of caught him on that lower leg. So the official's going to stop play for just a moment and allow the Ravens time to get their player up and off the field.
I tell you what, going on right up the road, what a game. Kansas and Oklahoma going on at Memorial Stadium in Lawrence. It's homecoming for the Jayhawks. We've got, you know what?
It was
having so much fun with football. We're going to enjoy a little round ball next week as here on Care Radio, the Benedictine College basketball season gets underway, and we're going to be right there with them Monday already, Monday night. We're going to go down to Leavenworth and University of St. Mary, Lady Ravens, a 7:30 ball game with the Spires. You'll hear it on Care, and then on Wednesday, the PC guys will get underway up in the Nolan, and they'll be hosting the Indians out of Haskell University.
Kind of crazy to think it's already, you know, that overlap time, right? Basketball getting started, football coming towards the end of what we're going to call the regular season. Right now, Benedictine, the number 14 team in the country, looking to continue to move up the polls and get an invitation to the dance at the end.
Well, the ball is going to be spotted down just across the 15-yard line. Raven player's up on his feet. He's kind of stretching his legs as he comes off the field under his own power and seems to be doing okay. And for the Wildcats, here's a big call. Third down, four. And you know they're in four down territory probably, aren't they? It's going to get 20-13 or 20-3. Here comes Baker. Again, third down, four at the Raven 14. Cornerback play actions. Back. Got a man over to the end zone. Flopped it. Right through the hands of Gavin Greenwood. He was open. And the 6'3 sophomore did not seal the deal.
Can I tell you, Truman Uelgaard really thought his tight end caught it. He starts jumping up and down and running to the end zone. And that time, Isaac Anderson taps him on the helmet and says, hey, he can't catch. It's going to be a fourth down for Baker. They're going to look over and leave the offense out here.
Big call for them. And again, not a surprise that they are going to leave the offense out here. Long look by Jules Guard. Continues to look. Play clock's at 5 and 4. Going to get this playoff 3 and 2. And there's a zero. And quickly they get the timeout. And I'm sure they got a call just in the nick of time. We're taking a timeout. Joseph, 10:50 to go in the third. Benedictine 20, Baker 3.
DQ presents the sound of falling hard.
Whoa!
No, not that fall. Everyone's favorite season fall. It's the sound of falling with the new DQ Fall Blizzard menu. A bonfire with a pumpkin pie blizzard. A brisk stroll with a snickerdoodle cookie dough blizzard. A folk concert with a Reese's peanut butter cup pie blizzard. Fall hard with all 7 flavors on the new DQ Fall Blizzard menu. DQ. Happy tastes good.
Well, the Wildcats taking the timeout because it's a smart timeout. Okay, Baker is in a situation where they got to score. They need some points. They're trailing by 17, 10:50 to go in the third quarter. They can look for 3. They can go for 4, or rather for 7. Now they're going to decide they're going to go ahead and settle for 3. And the left-foot soccer-style kicker, Seth Simpson, will be looking at a 32-yard field goal effort. We saw him warming up. He was good. The placement is good. The kick is airborne, and it is good. And Baker's on the board. We're hanging on to it here, Joseph. We just put you through a timeout, so we won't do you back-to-back breaks here. 10:46 to go. We're in the third quarter, and the Benedictine lead does cut down to 2 touchdowns, 20-6. I know you're doing your paperwork over there, keeping tabs on stuff, but when you get an opportunity a little bit, we might take a tour around the conference because a lot of these games, most all of them are 1 o'clock starts. So a lot of them are probably going to be at least at halftime here by now, don't you think?
Yeah, let's see. We're going to hit that, refresh our page here, and game's going on. Hold on. Didn't refresh on me. So, here we go. Games going on around the conference here this afternoon. Grandview knocked off Peru 45-0. That's a final. With 7 minutes left in the third quarter, William Penn leads Culver 24-16. Graceland out in front of Clark 28-7. That getting ready to go to the fourth. It is Missouri Valley 20, Central Methodist 17, just starting the third quarter there. Mid-America at half leads Missouri Baptist 20-8.
Ravens have a single man back very deep, but the kick is going to go to the far side, and it'll be allowed to bounce, and it'll be Todd taking it at the 10, comes to the 20, and down short of the 25-yard line. That was one of those kind of tweener kicks, you know. It was not all the way back to the deep return man. It had taken a bounce. He had to wait for it to come back down to him, and then trying to take it up the far sideline. So for the Ravens, it'll be first and 10 at their own 24-yard line. BC in front, 20-6, here on the road this afternoon. Kind of a haze of smoke settling in from out of the parking lot as I think some of the cookers out there are beginning to get soaked with water and go out. Jackson Dooley will hand off, trying to get to the outside, and there's just not a spot out here for Dalton Witherspoon that time. They'll stretch him toward the far side for no gain.
That time, Zach Kramer, the sophomore out of Nemaha Central, makes his first tackle of the afternoon. Zach, the number two tackler on this Baker defense coming into today, 45 tackles, 9 TFLs, and that time just starting to get him ingrained in this defense today.
Here's probably the point in the game, or certainly about to become the point of the game, where Benedictine expects to start establishing themselves as the team that is more ready to go, and there's a movement, and Baker entices the officials to throw a flag and penalize Benedictine for the false start. We were about ready to find out who it was against before the audio broke up. So for the Ravens, a second and 10 becomes a second down and 15, and the ball is going to be pushed back to the BC 19-yard line. 10 minutes to go, third quarter. Ravens in front 20-6. They'll swing. Tanner Zimmerman to the left side. Quarterback is back. Throws to Tanner, and I don't know what Jackson was doing with that one. And he throws his head in the air. He knows that he missed him. The ball was thrown kind of at his ankles, and it was a very inaccurate throw. It'll bring up third down.
Yeah, and it's still raining, but it's not just that driving rain that it was moments ago. It's kind of a lighter mist. The wind has pretty much died down at the moment. So, again, the weather is probably as good as it's been most this afternoon. So, a tough break right there on that second down. The Ravens looking at a third and 15 with 9:52 left here in the third quarter.
Wildcats stay with that four-man defensive front. They're running, you know, basically 4-2-2, 4-2-3 maybe, and it is a long down situation, and the Ravens are going to take a timeout. Benedictine using a timeout early in the first half, using a timeout early here in the second. Joseph, a break if you'd be so kind. We're at 9:52 to go in the third quarter. It remains Benedictine 20, Baker 6.
You thirsty?
I sure am.
Quench your thirst for an ice-cold beer beverage at High Voltage Bar and Dance in downtown Atchison.
We have the cheapest and coldest selection of liquor and brews to scratch that itch.
Enjoy two floors of music and entertainment.
Hit the dance floor to live music on weekends and line dancing and karaoke on Wednesdays and Thursdays.
It's electric at High Voltage. See you this afternoon or evening if you're feeling right from 4 p.m. to past midnight.
Must be 21 and over. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 711 Commercial Street.
Good to have you back with us here in Baldwin City. I guess the fans are amused. I think they're laughing at us as we try to do what we can to keep stuff dry enough to use here today. I don't blame them. I'd probably be doing the same thing. Ravens coming out of the timeout. Let's see what they've got up their sleeves on this third down 15 call from inside their own 20-yard line. Jackson, going to be a simple little handoff and a loss on the play. I mean, there was no deceit. There was nothing fancy about that. They gave it to Witherspoon. He was hit in the backfield by an unblocked defender, Dylan Gillespie. And so that timeout, I don't know exactly what they were hatching up, but it wasn't much.
Yeah, not a whole lot going on there. That time just a quick handoff. Dylan Gillespie gets into the backfield, makes a hit, a loss of 3 on the play. It'll now be fourth and 18, and for Benedictine, they'll be set up to punt again. And 1, 2, 3, 4, I believe their fifth punt of the day.
Bruner. Heels at the goal line. Gets this one away. Oh, that's a peach. Return man is going to let it go over his head at the 35. A little bit of Raven bounce down to the 33, maybe the 32-yard line. Man, that's a 50-plus yard punt.
Colin Bruner's having a day.
Yeah, man. I mean, he has been absolutely fantastic this afternoon. The Ravens kind of flipped the field.
Do you think, though, that Thad Metcalf was the return man right there, Thad, out of Perry LeCompton? He's a guy who went back, watched the ball, and then let it bound over his head and go to allow Benedictine to down it. Do you think at this point that Baker is telling their guys, don't field punts or kicks, right? We saw the fair catch on the last one because, again, special teams has been their problem.
It has been certainly today. I don't know if it's been that way all year, but today it's been just a nightmare for them. Baker's got the football, and Yule's got the quarterback. Little wraparound handoff at a first down call, and huge gaping hole straight up the middle is going to go close to the 40-yard line. And he'll pick up about 5, maybe 6 yards on a first down carry.
Jared Heron makes the stop right there for Benedictine. And now for Baker, here in the second half, all of a sudden you're now within two scores at 20-6, 8:51 left, so a lot of football left here as we're only in the third quarter. You start just trying to run the ball downhill and impose your will and try to just get something to happen.
What you've got to do. He's got Gabe Martin in the backfield now. Jules Gard has as his running back. QB's going to be back to throw. Plenty of time. Looking for his man out of the backfield. It's going to be caught. Down the field. Right side, 40, 35. Finally, down inside the Benedictine 30. The tackle's made, and that was a beautiful pass by Jules Gard. He picked out his maybe best receiver, Gavin Greenwood.
Yeah, great. Gavin Greenwood, only a sophomore, 6'3", 220. He is out of Lincoln East High School in Nebraska. Last week, only one catch, but it was a 92-yard catch.
This time the handoff is going to go, no, quarterback passes over the middle, and it's going to be into the hands of DeAndre Pruitt, who's wrapped up immediately, and it's going to be an extremely short gain, a couple of yards or so, still short of the BC 25-yard line. Inside 8 to go is Bruce Kaplinger with the Raven tackle. He's close to home, Lewisburg, not too far from here. Second down 7, we'll call it, for the Wildcats, short of the Raven 25-yard line. The rain has let up, and now the wind has picked up, and it feels cold. The quarterback is back with time, looking, rolling out of the pocket, being chased, headed for the sideline, throws it to the Baker University concession stand, second window from the left, where they're running a special on hot dogs.
That time he was being chased out of the pocket by Heath Baker and Isaac Anderson. All of a sudden, the guy who splits them was Jagger Bluebon. When the quarterback realized Jagger was in pursuit, he threw an incomplete pass. It'll stop the clock with 7:32 left. It'll be 3rd and 7 now for Baker.
It's been a while since Benedictine has gotten a little pressure on Jules Gard. He has had time to let routes be run and to find open receivers. The offensive line for Baker doing a pretty nice job. And again, I do not think it's a big line. It's almost undersized. And you notice how deep those tackles are? You hear about teams, you know, with tackles in the backfield. It's almost like that here. Now there's the quarterback, and there's the rush. There's Isaac Anderson. That's what the doctor ordered as Truman Julesgaard looked up. Isaac Anderson, Kevin Harris, Heath Baker, surrounding. And there was nowhere for him to go.
Isaac Anderson with 2 sacks last week. That time he got into the backfield in a hurry. Julesgaard said nope. And it will be Canyon Sanders in to punt again. For Canyon, this will be his 5th punt of the day.
Now, here's the thing. That sack took Baker out of field goal range here on this rainy, rainy afternoon, pushing the line of scrimmage back to around the 35-yard line. Punter will be standing just across midfield, takes a snap, boots it away. It is a high pooch kick, well done, spinning and going down to the 10-yard line and taking a Raven bounce back out to near the 15. It's over the Ravens. The defense flexes, but it holds. And it's 6:40 to go in the third quarter. It is still a 20-6 Raven advantage.
That was a big possession right there for the Ravens because Baker was starting to move the football a little bit, and we talked about it. It was a 2-score game right now early in the third quarter, so a lot of football yet to be played. But that was a possession where it would have been big for Baker to come away with some points. Instead, the Raven defense flexes, gets the big stop with the Isaac Anderson sack, and now the Raven offense out there needs to take some time and get some first downs and maybe come away with some points here.
Quarterback Jackson Dooley, he's having a really good day today, all in all, and he's going to have Sean Wara in the backfield with him on his first down. Sean will take the handoff, kind of dance into the right side, and the Ravens have tried to run between the tackles, quite a bit this afternoon, but hell no, it hasn't gone that well.
Yeah, that time filling up the gap in the middle, Lee Marshall, the big sophomore out of Shawnee Mission. You start looking across this front line for Baker. You've got Dylan Littlejohn and Dylan Gillespie, both juniors. You've got Lee Marshall, a sophomore, and you've got Brian Lane, a freshman. They are young on the interior of this defensive line.
BC's going to send two wide to the right side and a single man wide to the left. They'll leave Wara as a running back in the backfield. And look how BC's taking some time. Play clock is down into single digits. Jackson Dooley still waiting for the snap of the football. 5 seconds and four. He'll take the snap at three. Drops back to throw. Chase back. Now rolls right. Throws short. And again, badly thrown and well short of his intended receiver, who is Wara, coming out of the backfield. It'll go incomplete. And the problem with that is now you stop the clock. And again, guys, all the Jackson Dooley incomplete passes, they're coming up way short. The close ones have been at the ankles, a lot of them at the heels and the shoelaces, and maybe 2 or 3 yards short like that one.
Yeah, I think it's, again, hands are a little cold, not getting a good grip on the football. And right now he's just kind of, like we talked about earlier in the ballgame, shot puts it out there and it comes up a little short. It'll bring up a 3rd and 7 at the 17. 5:49 left here in the third quarter.
BC will have motion into the backfield. Jay Sean is going to step in and will take the handoff. Sweeps to the right, cuts to the middle, follows the box. He's at the 30. Jay Sean, 30, 40. Jay Sean, 50. Jay Sean, 40. Jay Sean runs out of bounds to the 30-yard line. That's a 50-yard run, Jay Sean, Todd.
Did you see who his lead blocker was out here? Jackson Dooley realized what was happening. He got downfield, able to get a block, and what a play right there by Jayshon Todd, and I like it. Don't take the hit. Step out of bounds after a huge gain, and Benedictus all the way down into Baker territory at the 30. And for Baker, that's been how this day has gone, right? You think you have a big play, all of a sudden Benedictus answers, right? The blocked punt earlier in the ballgame when all of a sudden Bruner picks it up and runs for a first down. That time looked like the defense was going to get off the field. Instead, Benedictus picks up about 40.
Matthew Sain, Britt in the ball game for the Ravens. He's had a good afternoon. Wide to the left side. Handoff is going to go to Jean Wara. He will again try to run between the tackles. And again, BC will be limited to a yard or two as Raymore native Cameron Penny with the stop for the Baker Wildcats. We're inside 5 to go in the third quarter. Benedictus with a 2-touchdown lead and with a football at the Baker 30-yard line, 2nd down 9. BC taking his time. I like the way the Ravens are using, you know, using the clock, using time management, I think is the term that they like to throw around. Sanford is going to go over to the right side for BC. Cameron Dover will go to the left, and they'll come off the near sideline with Joseph Longafuliana. He'll take slot left.
Jackson Dooley this afternoon, 9 of 21 passing for 95 yards.
The handoff is going to go to Sean. Wara tries the outside, stretches it out, will pick up a yard or two, but takes a beating for his effort. First tackler over there is going to be Lee Marshall, Shawnee Mission East defensive tackle. Ravens going to look at the 3rd down and about 7 now.
Sean Wara, with that run right there, he's going to be up to 9 carries for 17 yards this afternoon. So I'm taking a look at how these teams are doing statistically. Benedictine, 51 plays for 250 total yards. Baker, only 39 plays this afternoon, 281 yards.
Ravens, a little delayed draw, and a straight-ahead run is going to be inside the 25-yard line, but well short of the first down as a hand to Dalton Witherspoon, and here will come the Benedictine kicking unit. And the Ravens are going to bring in the field goal unit and Harry Balky. Now, Harry missed one a little while ago, and this is going to be a 42-yard effort. Now, on a good day, that's at the limit.
Yeah, and this is a chance to give Benedictine a 3-score lead.
So Balky from the right hash mark from 42 yards. It's down. The kick is up. And it is close. Did he get over? It's good. It was between the uprights, but wasn't going to clear the crossbar. 42, it's good. 44, it's not. And the Ravens stretch their lead. We're taking a timeout. Joseph at 3:08 to go. Third quarter. Benedictine 23, Baker 6.
You shouldn't have to choose between the conveniences you need and that small-town feel you want in your banking experience. That's why there's Union State Bank of Atchison. They're passionate about community, and that means offering their customers the technology and tools they need to do banking their way. With options like online and mobile banking, plus My Rewards Checking and Real Saver, you get everything that big national banks offer, but with everything you love about a community bank. Visit one of their 8 locations and learn why Union State Bank is proud to be your community bank. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
What a Benedict and Ravens with that heroic kick. I got to call it that, by Harry Balky, who he got what he needed. And BC pushes their lead 23-6. 3:08 to go in the third quarter. Welcome back to Baldwin City. Everybody is. It will be Colin Bruner now. His Ravens have 3 kick specialists. And this advance, the boot is away. And this has been a problem. They're just going to call. Give it a fair catch. Take it at the 4. And that was a smart play again because Will Roberts is back there. And you know Coach Reggs or his special teams coordinator has said, that's it. No more kick returns for you.
Well, and we said it just a moment ago when we saw Dad Metcalf get away from one that looked like he was going to be able to at least catch or fair catch, but he ran away from it, which told me that maybe Baker's to a point where they're deciding, hey, we're no longer fielding kicks today.
Okay, I've been rationing out the paper towels, trying to keep stuff dry, and I think, man, you know, here we go. We're 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. We may make it as long as we don't get one more big deluge of rain.
Starting to pick up a little bit.
Here's a handoff over to the right side, spinning into the middle and nowhere to go. That was great defense. It was Gabe Martin trying to run the ball. Javai Blomquist, he came up from that outside linebacker spot and said, oh, no, there's no room here for you. No gain on the play, second down 10.
Dr. Javai a couple weeks ago in here from San Diego, he talked about not a huge fan of this cold weather. Well, looked fine on that play. Benedict with the stop, second and 10, Baker.
QB back to throw. He's looking right. Chase out of the pocket. He's got room to run, and now he's got to be hit from behind, break a tackle. Look at him go down the right side. Finally dragged down from behind. What a job for Benedict, and from behind by Xavier Hernandez. Xavier, okay, at 6'1", 220, outran the Baker quarterback, caught him from behind.
Yeah, that time Xavier got into the backfield, stopped, had to come back and chase down Ewell's guard from behind. Uleskard is able to pick up a first down out to the 39-yard line, but a nice stop right there by Xavier Hernandez out of Atchison. Good to see some of his family here today.
Yeah, I love it. And I know they like to be able to follow him. They are some great fans. 2 minutes to go in the third quarter, and here's a handoff into the middle of the line. And look, backing his way up the field, Gabe Martin. He's going to get right at first down yardage. May, in fact, have picked up 10, and will take it to the midfield stripe. Ravens are running in and out 3 and 4 players at a time on each down. Is that what it is?
Yeah, I guess we're already making a 90, Mickey.
Okay. First and 10 at the 50. Again, the handoff, the ball's on the ground, but Baker's able to cover it up as Truman Ulsgaard never got it into the arms of Gabe Martin. Martin, though, is able to cover it up. And as the rains pour down and as they continue to scrum for the loose football, we have a golden opportunity to remind you that Joseph is in the Care Radio Sports Studio, where we're bringing you Benedictine football on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison.
Yeah, I would guess at least semi-dry Care Radio Sports Studio.
I'm thinking
drier than us.
Last I knew, the roof was pretty okay, and I'm hoping that Joseph is comfortable and dry and toasty warm, because we're none of those things here. Quarterback is back to throw, second down and 11. He's fair hooked. He is swamped. He is tackled for a loss of 9. What a job by Eric Chavez. 6'3", 290-pound defensive tackle.
We saw Eric in pregame, and he was just amped for this game that time, able to just push the center into the backfield, and Rocky Juarez is looking up saying, man, I don't need to deal with Eric anymore. Chavez is going to check out for this third and long. The Ravens are going to keep Isaac Anderson in the middle.
And now, Baker. It's a big down for them, and they may not snap. Oh, they got to. 1 second. They've got to snap this ball. 1 second between the play clock and the game clock as we approach it into the third quarter. Third down and about a 20. Here's a little lob, and it's incomplete. They were trying to set up the screen to DeAndre Pruitt.
That time, great job by Heath Baker. He realized that the offensive lineman was going to let him go. He stopped, started backpedaling, put a hand up. In doing so, the receiver, the running back out of the backfield, couldn't find the football. It's going to fall incomplete. Benedict and will force a punt with 3 seconds left here in the third quarter.
Into the game is going to be Canyon Sanders for Baker. The punter will be at his own 28-yard line, and Benedictine is going to have Todd at the Raven. What is that, 25? Last play of the third quarter coming up. Long snapper, Seth Dankenberg. The snap is back. The kick is away. Oh, that's a deep high kick. Fair catch called for and made by Todd. And three quarters of this game are in the book. We'll be back here in Baldwin City for the fourth. After three, it's Benedictine 23, Baker 6.
Hi, this is Carly with BMP Propane. At BMP Propane, we want you to experience the utmost safety and climate friendliness with propane. Its clean nature minimizes emissions, ensuring a greener planet. Discover the versatility of propane in outdoor fire pits, tiki torches, grills, and generators, making every outdoor moment special. Choose BMP Propane for a sustainable lifestyle and unforgettable outdoor experiences. Call us at 785-364-3711 to learn more about how we can help you enjoy the great outdoors.
Welcome back here to Baldwin City, everybody. The rains continue to fall, and our paperwork continues to dissolve. But, hey, the Ravens lead 23-6 going to the fourth quarter. You'll take that every single game. Has there ever been a game when you wouldn't take, you know, a 17-point lead into the fourth quarter? You think, okay?
So let's talk about a 17-point lead. That's a three-possession game right now, correct?
Yeah.
My math still good?
Pretty good.
Okay. Baker only possessed the ball four times in the third quarter. Benedictine only touched it three times in the third quarter. What does that tell you? Baker got their back against the wall at the moment.
See, there you go. We talk about this a lot. People might think, what are you going there? Possessions? Whoever talks about possessions, well, again, for the Wildcats, can they even touch the ball enough to come from behind here as BC will hand it off into the left side and just kind of knifing his way to the edge. Dalton Weatherspoon is going to advance the ball to near the 30-yard line, marking him down to the 29, second and five. And for the Ravens, 5 yards at a time, you seal this W.
Yeah, and that time, Dalton Weatherspoon, we've talked about this multiple times this afternoon, running way over his toes as he's got his head forward. And once he's tripped, he's falling, but he's falling forward on those plays.
Dover to the right side, Sanford to the left, and got Tanner Zimmerman on the slot just for the balance. 14:20 to go in the game. I like that, running over the toes. That's kind of a good way of describing that. There's a handoff, straight ahead running, and another. Dalton Weatherspoon first down on a second down five. He gets 7 or 8, and what that does is keeps the clock running, moves the chains, and brings you moments closer to a road win.
You look at the clock, when Jackson Dooley finally took that snap, the play clock was down to 8 seconds before Dooley took the snap from his center right there. And for Benedictine, again, take plenty of time, milk this clock, and come away with a big win here today.
Now the question is always for me, how many of these in the middle plays do you run consecutively before you go for a dagger?
Is that going to stop you?
QB, hands off, and again, here's Weatherspoon to the 40. Drag the defender, 42, 3, maybe even close to the 4-yard line. They're going to mark it down to the 43. And for the Ravens, another 5 yards.
Now, if you wanted to really dial one up, second down's a good one to do it on, right? You're looking at a, what are we going to call it, second and six, giving them 4-yard gains.
Yeah.
If you're going to dial one up, you got Matt Stanford over here on the near side. You're going to have Cameron Dover. The Ravens are going to be out there with Sean Wara on this second down call.
We talked with Coach in the pregame about how well Sean is playing, and he likes the way this young man has really come into his own and is contributing to the offense. Sean, a 5'8 redshirt freshman out of Frisco, and Sean will get the handoff. He will try to dance into the middle of the defense. Gets him, and now he spins away, gets across the 45, up to the 48, near the 49. Did he get the first down? He did. What a tremendous second and then third effort by the redshirt freshman, Sean Wara.
That time, great job by Sean, continuing to spin. Now the Ravens going to take out Sanford and Dover. They're going to bring Gathright and Adam Jackson Jr. into the ballgame on this first and 10 call.
Okay.
But again, the clock, 12 and a half.
Well, and here goes back to what Coach and I talked about.
the Ravens were hoping that by just this point in the game, that that defense that never substitutes for Baker would start to, you know, hit that fatigue line, would start to be getting beat up and worn down, and that the Ravens would be able to move the ball. And that's what they're doing right here. Here's a handoff over to the left side. Wara gets across the 50, breaks the tackle 45. Sean Wara, 43-yard line, and you can see what's happening here.
Yeah, right now the Ravens just really imposing their will. Look out there, those offensive linemen. You've got Jacoby Hinton. You've got Harrison Schmidt out there. You got Rashad Beckman, Tyler Edwards. I mean, you got this this offensive line just pushing on this Baker defense.
An ever-moving clock at 11:40 to go in the game. BC is coming very wide to the right side. They got Adam Jackson Jr. out there. Another man from the Lone Star State. He's out of Katy. BC, second down, three. The ball dropped. Jackson Jr. just covers it up, and he and Witherspoon, in a rare miscommunication between those two, I think had some confusion about where that play was headed.
Yeah, I just think that Jackson took his eye off of it. The ball's going to be backed up. It'll be third down. A loss of a couple on the play. It'll be third and six now for the Ravens. But, again, clock continues to run. You're at 11:05 left in this contest.
You know, it's a little bit early with 11 minutes now left, but I just want to slightly broach this. How excited does Jackson Dooley have to be about this game?
You can see that's been on his mind since, like, day one.
Yeah, since the day he came onto the Raven campus, this game has been on his mind. Quarterback will take it, and he will hand off. Witherspoon, left side, 45. Witherspoon, 40. Witherspoon, first down, Benedictine, to the 38-yard line.
I laugh. Witherspoon dove down in the field of play. It didn't matter even if he went out of bounds. The clock was going to continue to run. But another big first down right there for the Ravens. Finally able to chase him down was Zach Kramer. But not before the Ravens able to chalk up another first down this afternoon. It's first and 10. We're at the 10:15 mark. And, again, we keep talking about the clock because the Ravens can take a minute off with every two plays.
And right about now, when the team is moving the ball well and you got a lead, you got the momentum, this is when being a play caller starts to get a little bit fun because everything the Ravens have called has been working right now. And here's another handoff to the right side, and this time a horse collar tackle on Witherspoon. No penalty goes down as the defender reached up and grabbed him with the back of the neck.
Yeah, able to get him back to the jersey and pull him back, but they're going to say he didn't pull him to the ground. That time making the stop was Zach Kramer. It'll bring up a second and they're going to give him a gain of a yard, second and nine.
9:20 to play in the game. And Benedictine continues to rotate athletes in and out. LeBron Jackson comes back into the game, and he'll go very, very wide to the left side. Cameron Dover is wide out over there. Play clock in single digits. And again, BC's time management has been superb. Down at five, down at four. There's a snap at two. Quarterback is going to keep it himself on a broken play, and he's just going to cover up and fall down to the ground.
Yeah,
that was not what they were planning.
That time it was supposed to be a handoff to Witherspoon, but didn't really get a good grasp on the snap, and it all kind of fell apart. Good job, though, by Jackson Dooley. Don't panic. Just dive forward. Pick up some yardage so you don't lose five. Instead, you'll lose three. Clock at 8:50.
And if you're a Baker fan sitting across the way from us or listening, with every snap, your hopes of coming from behind in this game diminish.
Baker hasn't touched the ball yet in the fourth quarter, and we're down to 8.5.
Here's Jackson Dooley, takes the snap, hands off, left side Witherspoon, bounces out, cuts back in, gets to the 30, breaks the tackle to the 25, and picks up a Raven first down. What a day, Dalton Witherspoon. And you know who you give credit to? You give it to the big, strong guys in the front, and particularly that time, it's Jacoby Hinton.
Jacoby Hinton gets up. He throws his hands up. He's thrilled. 6'2", 280-pound sophomore offensive lineman. Able to open up a hole, and again, Dalton Witherspoon picks up the first down. We're down to 8 minutes left, and Benedictine has held the ball so far this entire fourth quarter.
Baker has not had one snap of a football in the fourth quarter. Again, at 7:50. They've used up almost, and we'll use up over half of the fourth quarter on missed possession. Again, handoff Witherspoon. Starts left, cuts right. Look at him get behind the lineman. Look at him break down the left side of the 10, to the 5, into the end zone. Dalton Witherspoon, touchdown, Ravens.
Wow, what a run right there by Witherspoon. Going to the left, and Baker just struggling to tackle anybody on that one. Dalton says, hey, let's chalk that up. Another touchdown this afternoon. It's going to be his second long run of the day. Benedictine going to run away with this one in Baldwin today.
It was a scouting report. We've been talking about it all day. Baker, thin on defense. Not going to be able to substitute. Ravens are going to wear them down. That's what they've done, imposing their will here in the fourth quarter. The PAT is good, and the Ravens stretch their lead. We've got 7:35 to go in the ballgame. Benedictine looking squarely in the eye of another W. Ravens 30, Baker 6.
Well, how long you want to call that? 27, maybe?
Yeah, let's call it that. That's a good number.
Look at this page.
Look, hey, here, show that to Larry. Coach, can you read this page for us a little bit? Back with you here in Baldwin City, 30-6. The Benedictine Ravens in front, 7:35 to go. And BC setting to tee it up. The rain has diminished considerably, but again, the temperatures just continue to go south here. Okay, good.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. That's always good to know. We were kind of wondering about that. Here's a kick away. Ended. Very high. Return man. Does not fair catch this time. We'll field it at the 8-yard line. Baker will bring it up the right side and get across the 25 to the 30. It'll be Wildcat football. First and 10 at their own 30-yard line. But for Baker, Gus, down 24 points. That is now four scores. And three of them have to be touchdowns.
Yeah, three of them have to be touchdowns. They haven't done much of that here yet today. And, yeah, for Baker, this is going to be their first possession of the fourth quarter. The Ravens able to ice up a good possession on that last one where they capped it off on that 27-yard touchdown run by Dalton Witherspoon, his second touchdown run of the afternoon.
You got to be looking over here. Joe Mavis is going to get tested a little bit. He's looking for an INT. The quarterback is back scrambling on the first down call, and he's going to run with it. Yulsgaard will go to the left side, race over into the left side and into the Ravens sideline. He'll pick up a first down and stop the clock with 7:20 to go. So again, you got guys over here like Joel Mavis that the Ravens are going to have a shot at coming up with and maybe a little interception late in the ball game. Also Blue Kaplinger over here in the flat, over on the far side in the secondary. You got Jackson Hoskins. All of these guys. Okay. All of these guys are dangerous to throw toward. Truman Yulsgaard, first and 10 at his own 44. Again, back to throw. He's got no option. Steps up, breaks a tackle, throws on the run, will deliver the pass, complete to the 50-yard line, and a rare penalty marker sails at the point of the reception. Was there a pass interference, perhaps, over there? And that pass was not that long. It was actually 6 yards beyond the line of scrimmage where it was caught.
And actually move it, a couple inches. I don't think it really matters because if it's a penalty against Benedictine, you're going to go ahead and decline it if you're Baker. Unless it's a pass interference offense, which I don't believe it is.
Again, I'm waiting to get some kind of a call from the crew here this afternoon. They have not had many calls. We have not had many penalties.
They want to get inside too.
I'm good with all of this. I think it's a great idea.
But I will tell you, when there has been discussion,
there has been long discussion.
Yeah. These guys are from Iowa.
Maybe. Possible. They're still over there. The official. The referee with the white hat, he keeps walking in, and he walks back, and he walks in, and he walks back. And this is his fourth trip back into the middle, up over the football to discuss it with his teammates. Here we go.
Holding. Defense.
They will accept that penalty and move the ball across midfield. And Baker's going to have it to the Raven 46.
Because I'm going to guess with all this rain and things today, the official mic has gone out and quickly Baker back up over the football. And they're going to roll the clock at 6:55 left.
Quarterback Truman Yulsgaard, first and 10. He takes a long look now over at his coaching staff. And they're burning precious, precious seconds off the clock. Crowd's rumbling a little bit, the handful of them that are still remaining on the Baker sideline. Quarterback is back to throw. He pumps downfield, and it is nearly picked off. A diving effort by Javai Blomquist. He couldn't quite scoop it up.
Now, if you're a defensive back right now, you know Baker's going to start throwing the football a little more because they have to. So you're going to start taking a few more risks because you're up 3 scores right now. Now, on his 2nd and 10, the Ravens are going to get some fresh pass rushers in there. They're going to bring in Kevin Harris along with Joe Burke along the front.
Here we go on a 2nd down 10 call. Flare pass over to the left side. It'll be taken to the flat. Nice block will spring the receiver, DeAndre Pruitt, into the Benedictine secondary, getting it inside the 40-yard line, but coming up still just a little short of the first down is Victor Terry. What a day Victor's had.
Yeah, Victor's done a great job stepping in today for Carson. And Victor, man, there's been no drop-off right now. 13 tackles coming into the day, right up there on leading the Ravens to tackle.
Baker in 4-down territory looks at a 3rd and 1. QB play action. There's a hold. No penalty. Marcus Sales. Yulsgaard is going to run and run and race out of bounds. Right at the first down mark, I think they're going to advance the chains. And you can hear the Raven crowd. We're on the sideline. We're out in the crowd. We're out in the stands with the rest of the BC fans. And you heard him yelling because of the big hold in the backfield as one of the defensive linemen chasing the quarterback was drugged to the ground.
That time it was Heath Baker getting after the quarterback, and he's pulled down. It's going to be 4th down now for Baker. This is a huge one at 5:50 left.
So for the Wildcats, do you run the ball or do you throw the ball on 4th and inches? They've been throwing almost exclusively. But on this short yardage situation, you got Gabe Martin in the backfield, and we're going to get a timeout.
Oh, Benedictine going to utilize the timeout right there.
We're taking a break, Joseph, with 5.5 to go in the game. Ravens 30, Wildcats 6.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Locally owned and operated, Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Stadium, Baldwin City, Kansas. Nephew Baker coming out of this timeout, looking at a 4th down in a very short yard at the Raven 35-yard line, and you trail in this ball game by 24 points. What is your goal? You're looking to just get that 1st down. You're looking to get a touchdown. You're looking to throw the ball deep. I mean, quarterback's going to play, oddly enough, out of a pistol. I thought maybe he'd be up under center here, but he is not.
Now they're a little confused. They sent him in motion. They didn't mean to. They're going to motion him back to the left side. Baker yet to attempt a 4th down today.
The quarterback, hands off, running back, hits the line, gets the 1st down, and then is stood up. I don't know, the Ravens don't think he got the 1st down. I thought he had moved it far enough, and he did.
He got
hit the 35, and then got shoved back.
He got just to the line necessary. Going to pick up the 1st down, but again, you got to realize the clock no longer stops to set the 6 until we get to the 2-minute mark. Benedictine quickly races the big guy into the ballgame. Going to bring Sislavsky in.
Yep, 6'5", 350, right? Oh, he's coming back off.
Because he thought it was a turnover on downs, and he was going out with the offensive line.
Back on it, man. I want to play. I'm having a little fun. I like a guy having some fun. They've stopped the clock.
Because so, Benedictine burned the timeout to trying to not have too many guys on the field, so that's going to be their last timeout. So not really a huge deal here today. But, yeah, I think that's exactly what happened was they raced an offensive lineman out there thinking, hey, we got to stop. That was 4th down. At least he was paying attention and understood it was 4th down.
So for Benedictine, next week we go back on the road, and this time to a place to which we have not yet been. Newest member to the conference, newest member to college football. And it's going to be Missouri Baptist, and we'll be over in the St. Louis area, kind of on the west edge, I am told, by people who know the St. Louis area. So we're looking forward to getting over there and sharing Raven football from there with you. Haven't been over that way for many, many years since we used to go to St. Charles every other year. Here we are, 1st and 10. Baker at the Benedictine 30. BC with a commanding 30-6 lead. Wildcats back, flare pass, right side, taking to the line of scrimmage, run down to the 30, putting away from a tackle and dropping down around the 26-yard line, picking up about 9. But again, the clock does not stop, like you mentioned a moment ago. It's a new rule this year, and we're inside 5 minutes to play.
For Baker, isn't the only goal now maybe to get a touchdown today? I mean, because you know you're not going to win this game.
Yeah, I mean, and really, you've been held to two field goals today. So, yeah, I think right now your goal is to at least get on the board with the touchdown.
Here's a handoff into the middle of the line. Devastating tackle inside by Jacker Blueball.
So today we talked about it with Coach coming into the ballgame. You had two of probably the leading candidates for Defensive Player of the Year in Cannon Carn and Jagger Blueball. I'm going to tell you, one of those players didn't show up today, and it wasn't Jagger. First and 10 for Baker. They're going to drop back, and he's going to be pressured by Heath Baker. Gets off the pass. It's going to be completed. DeAndre Pruitt goes down to his ankles, makes the reception, and now you look out there, Ulesgaard kind of limping around after being hit. 4 minutes left in this game.
I gotta read you a text that I just got a moment ago. Raven fans will appreciate this. As soon as we get this play underway with 3:50 to go in the game, Benedictine, as the rain picks up again, it is coming down. And a Raven defense out of the field. Quarterback is back. Ulesgaard goes left side. Has the man missed him at the 5-yard line. Joel Mavis was there. And it will bring up a third down 5. And guys, I got this text. Let me read this to you. Love listening to our Ravens crushing Baker.
It's always a good feeling, right?
From Chris Tabor. So, are they at home this weekend? Coach Tabor, we're glad you're listening. Glad you're enjoying it. You're not liking it any more than us. So, and there are many Raven fans who have toughed it out in this brutal weather this afternoon, as BC is about to notch another conference victory and a big one here on the road. Now the ball is on the ground. Baker's going to pick it up and lose about 3 or 4. And that's been the real problem for Baker today, is putting the ball on this turf.
Yeah, that time it was just going to be a RPO, and quarterback jumped up. It all got thrown off by a high snap, couldn't get it under control. Then by the time he went to make the fake, it just fell apart in Baker with the loss. And that's been about the afternoon for the Baker Wildcats. Lots of turnovers, lots of mistakes, and Benedictine has been there to capitalize on all of them today. Ravens leading 30-6 with 3:05 left in the game. It is 4th and 9, Wildcats.
Here comes Ulesgaard, the quarterback. Little wrap, right handoff. No. Play action. He's hit. He's Baker. Hits him first. But the wrap up by Isaac Anderson. Those guys talked about it in the halftime show that they're back and forth. Who can get the sack? I think they did a half a piece on that one.
Yeah, they're going to go back and go, well, but I got there first. And so what a job right there by the Ravens. Isaac Anderson, Pete Baker, and that's it for the Ravens this afternoon. They are going to give up only 2 field goals to Baker. They're going to put the offense back on the field with 2:57 left in this ballgame. Baker has 2 timeouts remaining. Expect Benedictine to just run this a couple times and get out of here.
So here we go. BC.
You should never judge a book by its cover, but when that book is a new Taco John's Cheddar Crunch Taco, we say judge the shell out of it. With a crunchy flatbread taco shell coated in aged cheddar, crispy shredded potatoes, and our signature potato olay seasoning, it's the outside that matters. But with seasoned beef and crispy potato olays, or grilled chicken, bacon, and ranch, the inside is pretty amazing too. Shell yeah. New Cheddar Crunch Tacos. For a limited time at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download our app, earn free food.
Well, it looks like we've lost communication with Tom and Gus out at the field for a moment. I've got a little bit of music queued up. This is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7, and we'll go ahead and get into that now. I've got a little bit of Kip Moore with Long Neck, or I'm to Blame, right here at Hot Country 93.7. As soon as I can get us connected back to Tom and Gus, I will.
Long neck bob,
let go my hand.
Then jukebox don't start playing that song again. There's a girl at home who loves me. You know she won't understand. Long neck bob,
let go my hand.
Yourself long neck bottom,
let go my hand.
Won't you bust out, stop playing that song again? There's a girl at home who loves me, you know she won't understand. Long neck bottom,
let go my hand.
Well, that was a little bit of Garth Brooks with Long Neck Bottle. I still haven't been able to get back with Tom and Gus. We are now sitting at about 25 seconds. It looks like it's going to be Benedictine's game. It looks like they are actually finishing up. I'm watching the game on the live stream from Baker University. It appears that the final is going to be Benedictine 30 with Baker sitting at 6. I'm going to do a little bit of Johnny Cash and keep trying to get a hold of Tom and Gus at the field. It may be some type of telecommunications failure on that end. If so, we will be ending the game shortly with the last of the spots. And I do want to thank you for joining us. I'm going to do Johnny Cash and then be back to talk to you next. Here's Stripes.
On a Monday, I was arrested. On a Tuesday, they locked me in the jail. On a Wednesday, my trial was tested. On a Thursday, they said guilty, and the judge's gavel fell. I got stripes around my shoulder. I got chains around my feet. I got stripes around my shoulder. And them chains, they're about to drag me down. On a Monday, I got my stripes and breeches. On a Tuesday, I got my ball and chain. On a Wednesday, I'm working digging ditches. On a Thursday, Lord, I beg them not to knock me down again. I got stripes around my shoulders. I got chains around my feet. I got stripes around my shoulders, and them chains, they're about to drag me down. On a Monday, my mama comes to see me. On a Tuesday, they caught me with a file. On a Wednesday, I'm down at solitary. On a Thursday, Lord, I start on bread and water for a while. I got stripes
Well, I haven't been able to get back to a hold of Tom and Gus at the field. It sounds like they may have lost internet or something at the stadium. Sometimes these connections can be a little tenuous. I do want to report happily that it was the Benedictine Ravens that took home a win today with a final score of 30 to Baker's 6. And I do want to thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7 on behalf of Tom Counts and Gus Counts. I've been Joseph Kerr with you this afternoon.
Thanks for listening to Benedictine Raven Football on your local sports authority, KAIR 93.7 FM, and streaming at KAIRFM.com. Our coverage of Benedictine Raven Football is brought to you by Hamada Wealth Management.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Chance for scattered rain showers tonight, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 30. Winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast again tomorrow. Chance for mixed precipitation. High temperatures reach up to 37. 23 tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. Low 40s Monday, upper 30s Tuesday. A dusting of snow tomorrow. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
In the high school, yeah, they're so cool. Letterman jackets in the parking lot, dragging on a Camelot, back behind a 5 and 9.